Hey, Project Big Screen listeners, you can find us every Monday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Stella Blue Coffee is more than just great coffee. It's coffee with a purpose. Introducing We Brew to Rescue, a nationwide campaign using proceeds from our new ready-to-drink cans to help fund 1,000 pet adoptions this year. Every can you crack open helps a real pet find a real home. Simple as that. Made with 100% Colombian coffee, each 11-ounce can delivers smooth, drinkable energy with a boost of protein. Available in espresso cafe mocha and espresso sweet cream. Built for mornings, long days, and everything in between. Drink Stella Blue, fuel your day, and help save a pet's life. You can follow our progress in real time throughout the campaign by watching the adoption tracker on our site. Grab yours now at StellaBlueCoffee.com. Amazon and select retailers nationwide.
Welcome to the bracket. I think we're on episode 82. Today we are doing the best, we'll say, celebrity runs, although we're going to get a little more broad with it as we go. Today, no Francis, no Tommy Smokes. I think they're catching fish or something.
Tommy is.
Yeah. I don't know what Francis is doing. But we have in replacement, we got Rudy, Mush, and Clemmer.
Yes. Clemmer's
basically a mainstay at this point.
I'm here whenever you ask me to come.
Yeah. Oh,
hell yeah.
I like that. Love that.
Boy.
Nick, you had a new idea for the bracket?
Yeah.
Let's hit it, boy.
Oh. I think we keep who submitted what secret, and if it wins, you get some sort of trophy until the next show.
Oh.
If you submit the winning submission, you win.
I like we'll wait, what are we saying?
So whoever submits the whatever option wins
the bracket. Oh, yeah, yeah.
What if anonymous. It's like a Twitter user or something?
He gets it.
He gets it?
Yeah.
All right.
As that or one. She, but who we kidding?
Yeah, who we kidding here? Let's try that out next week. We'll boot it up.
While not this week, you're saying?
Yeah.
Not whoever wins this week doesn't get
that. Have too many everything's. It's like Twitter, Nick, and Che, and I believe one of yours. And one of yours, maybe.
Yeah, fucked up.
And I always let Clemmer bring some in, and then I just never use them. Or I put them
funny
in the
running bit.
Spot.
It's hysterical. Like Matt collapse, keep coming. Right, yeah.
First, we can start out with our first matchup of the day. The first is the 5 versus the 12. The 5 seed is Adam Sandler, who's won too many of these brackets till I never want him to win again. But he has, from 1995 to 1999, he has...
Give us the list.
SNL, Billy Madison, Happy Gilmore, The Wedding Singer, Dirty Work, The Waterboy, and Big Daddy, all in a row.
Jeez,
come on.
Just an unbelievable stretch that he had there. And he's going up against the number 12 seed, Bo Jackson. Who's on
there you go. That's one of mine.
Bo Jackson, who was on your list, right?
What was Bo Jackson's run?
It was like
four runs.
86
to 90.
Yeah, that's fair.
86 to 90. He had 2,800 yards, 5.4 yards per carry over Jesus. 4 years. That's pretty damn good. He was an MLB All-Star. 420 home run seasons, 220 stolen base seasons, 100 RBI season.
He was everywhere, as Bo knows. You know, that commercial. Also, he was in a cartoon with Wayne Gretzky and Michael Jordan. And no one thought it was weird. So no one's like, oh, he doesn't belong there. Everyone assumed he was just as great as Michael Jordan and Wayne Gretzky.
Mm-hmm. He's on the level. Che, you start out because I feel like you're a good litmus test for this.
Yeah, no, this is great. Bo Jackson, I think it was 85 or 86. Clemmer, maybe you can correct me. It was the number one overall pick at Tampa Bay Buccaneers and never played a game for them. So fuck that guy. Anybody but him. And Adam Sandler, also, I mean, that's a 5 seed? That's an incredible resume. It seems like he almost hasn't done anything since then, but he's had a lot of great movies and has done a lot with like Netflix.
He hasn't done it. You literally got nominated for an Oscar. Mm-hmm.
I mean, Uncut Gems for sure, but like, what are Adam Sandler's other big movies since then?
Like, were these movies big? Yeah, were they successful in the box office?
Financially successful.
Okay. They were?
Yeah, not like blew it up like a fucking Avenger.
They're not like instant classics.
Yeah. Big Daddy made a show out of them.
So they were in my like 12. Were like 40-year-olds and 30-year-olds enjoying these movies like we did as 12-year-olds?
Yeah, I believe.
Not really. I mean, I remember. I saw Billy Madison, Happy Gilmore in the theaters, and like it was all like teenage boys. Like you know, I was like 13, 14. Okay. Like it was like there were no adults, and adults would like and get annoyed with Adam Sandler.
You should never say teenage boys.
Yes. I was a teenage boy.
I know, but just the way you say and the way you look, just
was something. There's something about it.
It was. Didn't feel right.
Let's see.
I was a child once.
No, you were born exactly
during
like
the Great Depression.
Yeah. It was a long time ago, but I was.
Mr. Deeds, 200 million.
Jesus. 200 million?
Wait, is that a lot?
That's a lot.
Yeah.
That's
a lot for a comedy.
Okay. His worst movies.
It's like what Jaws 2 did.
Yeah.
His best movies made the least money. Like Billy Madison and Happy Gilmore, I think, are his two best, and they didn't make that much money.
Daddy, $234 million.
Comedies just aren't a thing anymore, huh?
No,
like, they don't do them anymore.
Like, it's like The Hangover and like Step Brothers, and after that,
yep.
Stop. Highest grossing movie is Hotel Transylvania, $1.3 billion.
That's his highest grossing movie?
The voice of?
The voice of Dracula.
Right? Oh,
didn't he also like, count. But he produced it. I think he co-wrote it.
Hotel Transylvania.
He was really involved with the movie.
Yeah.
It's animated.
That has that many, what? 1.
Like,
what?
Like 20 iterations of it at this point.
Kid movies are a cheat. Many,
yeah, they go crazy.
I didn't know that many movies
besides
were
in Mars Needs Moms. That flopped.
Pixels, that Click better. Is up there. Click. Neither of these are in this run, but like $244 million for Pixels, which
what
Pixels
is it?
Was dog shit.
When was 8 Crazy Nights?
That had to be around there too. Probably a little before.
Like 03 maybe?
No, I'd say that's...
That had to have flopped.
So let's see.
I love that shit.
I did too.
I thought that was cool.
It's an animated Hanukkah movie. I mean, you're not expecting that to make.
What's the old dude? He's like, technical foul. Yeah, technical foul. He's covered in hair.
I think that one did very well.
Yeah, I do too.
Cost $34 million, made $23 million.
No. How does that cost $34 million?
I have no fucking clue.
I think a lot of us have rose-tinted glasses.
Yeah, definitely.
We definitely do.
Because if like, man, I don't know. If like Happy Gilmore came out today, would people be like, that was awesome?
I don't think
really
I would.
It's funny.
I rewatch it and I still think it's funny. Not because
I think a comedy evolves so quickly that
if you fight Bob Barker, I'm going to.
Honestly, laugh. I think the weird thing for me is like picturing Happy Gilmore now. Movies are too HD to be funny nowadays. Like I liked how they used to like Happy Gilmore. it was like clear. You could see it. But nowadays, like,
you're kind of right.
Dumb, but he's 100.
Yeah, you're very right. If it's too nice quality, it's
ever seen an Ice Spice music video? She has the most frame rate out of any video.
Well,
I've
one
ever
with her
seen.
Nicki Minaj, I got like a vertigo.
Yeah, it's too clear.
Dude, I watched Curb the first season yesterday, and it's like grainy as fuck, and it's and so pitch. Funny. And then I watched season 10 or 11, and it's literally like it just doesn't look real. It's so clear.
Yeah, like
Trailer Park Boys, I think, is a big offender.
Right.
Of that.
Or The Office, similar. The Office. Like all the Jason Sudeikis era comedies, everyone looks too. And also, you add in the fact that they have better, like, makeup and everything. Like, I shouldn't be seeing Jason Sudeikis look this crystal clear. It just makes it less funny. It's like weird to me.
It's more clear than off of the television screen.
Yeah.
Wild.
Yeah.
$200 million for You Don't Mess With The Zohan. I
like that
pleasure
one.
For me. I fucked with You Don't Mess With The Zohan.
So, what was the one he did with where he went to camp with David Spade and Kevin James?
Grown-ups. That's
those made so much money.
A lot of money.
Those made like insane amount of money.
Yeah, the other ones, all the early Happy Gilmore or Happy Madison stuff made money though. So
you did okay. They made like $30 million.
Yeah, but like, that's good for your economy.
Oh, no, it was great. It cost 12 to make it, made 30. But compared to Big Daddy making $200 million.
Even now, a comedy making $30 million would be surprising because like, they just don't come out like
You're
that.
So right about the kids thing, by the way, whoever said that. Like, but kids movies are cheat code because it's basically just like, let's just get our kids to shut up for 2 hours.
One kid goes, that's bucks. Three tickets sold probably.
Exactly. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Nick.
Who's the closest running back? But he did base. That's crazy. And there's other actors. I'm going Bo Jackson.
It's probably Dion, right?
So I'm
run like that. Yeah,
Dion. Yeah, I'm sitting in the Francis seat, so I'm gonna maybe pull a Francis here and be like, what are we trying to do here? So like Bo Jackson.
Oh God, here we go.
Bo Jackson had like a short run and like, but then kind of vanished, right? Because his hips were gone, right? Where Adam Sandler, his run, like, it's not just those 5 years. Like, he's still a major star today. Like, his Netflix deal is huge. Mm-hmm. So, like, I mean, it's, you know what I mean? So, like,
But it's, like, quality, right? So, like, there's years that Bo Jackson played baseball outside of 90, or whatever it was, 88 to 92.
Right.
He played until, like, 96, but those years he sucked or wasn't playing.
Right.
So, like, you're including, we're only doing the run. Like,
right. I guess it's more, like, period. Is it... And I promise this is the last time I'll do this because it's annoying, I'm sure, to hear. But I just want to make sure I'm getting this right. So we're not looking for just people who are almost like fat, like human fads. We're looking for just who had this great peak.
Yeah.
Okay.
In this period. Which
right, that's the case.
The most impressive kind of like, wow, look at like that banger, banger, banger.
Right. It doesn't matter if they were successful after that. That was the greatness.
Yeah.
Then I got to go Sandler.
Then you go Sandler.
Ready? Yeah. I mean, Bo Jackson obviously is impressive, but I don't know that much about him. So if I picked him, I wouldn't really make a ton of sense. So I'm going to go Sandman just because it's the one I know better.
Sandman.
Sandler was very impactful to me. Mm-hmm.
I think anyone near our age.
Yeah. Same Sandler. Bo Jackson, like, stick to one sport, dude.
Oh, no, it was an incredible.
During his run, what were his awards?
He went to an All-Star game, but it was more just the cultural impact. Like, the Bo nose was everywhere. He was the biggest. Like I said, it was Michael Jordan, Wayne Gretzky, and Bo Jackson. He was the biggest.
Yeah.
See, when I sent the list over to Kenjack, I thought it was more just like people who were almost like human fads, like who had this amazing. I think I put Macaulay Culkin in there.
Brian Bosworth.
He was a bust. But like,
I don't think you're wrong. Like, what you're describing is correct.
Was a superstar for a really short time. And then was gone.
It's a remarkably impressive stretch he had. Like, he was, no one has ever come close.
I thought that was more what we were trying to do than necessarily the best of a great person.
I mean, his was only one franchise, though, wasn't it?
Who?
Macaulay Culkin.
He's in Uncle Buck. He's in My Girl.
Richie Rich.
Yeah.
I haven't heard of any of those.
I haven't heard of those.
You ever heard of Uncle Buck?
No. Uncle Buck's like an all-time.
Oh, it's a John Candy. Great movie.
Which one does he get stung to bees by dad?
My Girl.
Okay. Which one was the one where he's like in a house?
Party Monster.
There's glasses.
Like, Party Monster was older. That was 2002-ish.
Brother's a dickhead. There's a tarantula.
The Good Son. Was that him? Was that Haley Joel Osment?
In which one?
Never mind. Doesn't matter.
Talking about Home Alone?
Huh?
Rudy?
Brother, you thinking of Home Alone?
Yeah, that's the one.
I thought you were fucking around.
Yeah. It was, yeah.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, I knew you were. I know you're not.
You really haven't heard of Uncle Buck?
No, actually I haven't.
Oh, that's just
a great movie.
Yeah, very good.
All right, next up is the 4 versus 13, the 4 seed. Kanye West, 2004 to 2016. College Dropout, Late Registration, Graduation, 808s and Heartbreaks, My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, Watch the Throne, Yeezus, Life of Pablo.
Ah, damn. I mean, that's just lumping in his discography, I guess, kind of.
Yeah, but that is, and then also he does Yeezys during this too. Like, he is the guy until he's not.
Yeah,
basically. So Kanye is going up against the number 13. 13 is Matthew McConaughey from 2008 to 2014. Tropic Thunder, Lincoln Lawyer, Magic Mike, Dallas Buyers Club, Wolf of Wall Street, Interstellar, True Detective, Eastbound and Down. He won Best Actor for Dallas Buyers Club during this stretch. And before that, he was kind of like a joke. If that makes sense. Like a rom-com dude.
Huge. What do they call this era? This the McConaughey resurgence. What do they call it?
It's hard. Say
McConaissance. McConaissance? Okay.
Connaissance. I like that.
What?
I knew he'd know.
So, Mush, which one do you want? Kanye or Matthew McConaughey?
Very clear that this is till 2016 Kanye, correct?
Yes. Nothing after that.
Okay. It's Kanye.
It's Kanye.
Kanye was unbelievable. During those times.
Dude, I was ranking his albums on Facebook. I didn't know shit about them. Like, you know.
You got My Beautiful Dark Twisted.
Yeah, I would always put that number one. I only know like two songs.
Never listened to Kanye West. It's probably Stronger. Is that it?
Yeah, great song.
That's the only one. But I was like, My Beautiful Dark Twisted.
Yeah, I always say, I always abbreviate it with the acronym and then say, yeah, that's it. Runs fucking circles over. But it's still, it's Kanye.
It's Kanye, Rudy.
What was the range on McConaughey again?
The McConaughey is 2008 to 2014.
I don't even know. I don't even want. It doesn't matter. I mean, Kanye is those albums are incredible. Like, it's incredible. You can't beat it. McConaughey was someone I was hoping would be in this. That era of him was super sick. But like, you just cannot beat that longevity and like different genres and everything. So.
Trying to think about it in terms of like if Matthew McConaughey got cast in something in that era, I'd be like, oh, cool. But like if I heard Kanye was dropping an album or like he was featuring on something, I'd be like, oh, shit, I want to listen to this.
So you got
to
think like before McConaughey did that, like he was just like a rom-com. Like,
yeah.
That's all he was. He was not going to be an award-winning actor. He was just a hunk.
Yeah. He took, I guess I saw like a video of him talking about it and he was saying that he was like, just keep doing that forever. And then eventually he was like, I don't want to do this. Like, I want to be serious. And he took like 2 years off and didn't know if he was going to get a role. And then finally got one. I can't remember which. Kenjack, you probably know better than this. But he like took a
Lincoln
huge.
Lincoln Lawyer's
he took
the
a
most
huge
serious.
Gamble. And it turns out he's actually a pretty fucking sick actor. His book's hilarious. Have you heard any? It's unintentionally very funny.
It's crazy how fast it fell for him, though. Like, he had that run. And he hasn't really done anything.
He did a lot of bad stuff.
Yeah.
What did he do?
Fucking Dark Tower, garbage movie. What was the one, Gold? Was that it? The one where he did the, it was like a minor or
Fool's
something?
Gold?
No, Fool's Gold's good.
Fool's Gold goes crazy.
I mean, I confuse Fool's Gold with Sahara.
Yeah, they're the same movie.
Though. They're basically the same movie.
Serenity, one of the worst movies of all time. Holy shit. It's a movie where the big twist is that it's actually a video game being played by a kid. And the kid is playing his dad, playing as his dad, who's played by Matthew McConaughey, and he has sex with his mom via his dad in this video game.
Oh, God.
It's really fucking weird and terrible and awful.
Yikes.
Wow. A lot of bad news.
Do you think they care at this point, though, like when McConaughey's done so well? Do you think they care when they have a flop? Like Adam Sandler puts out a ton of Netflix.
He doesn't care because they're supposed to be bad. But if Sandler, if like McConaughey is doing a drama, and like care? I think he cares way more than Sandler.
I think he definitely cares.
You think about like putting months of work into that every day? It's
I genuinely
Adam, maybe some of them Sandler brings his
buddies to Hawaii to make fucking like ridiculous six. He doesn't give a shit.
Halloween or whatever.
Yeah.
But he didn't like fall off crazy. Like those were some bad movies, but no one was like McConaughey was awful. They were just bad.
No, just bad picks.
Yeah. But he did Gentleman.
I liked the Gentleman.
That was tight.
A lot. That was a good movie.
That was a plane movie for me.
Great plane movie.
It is.
Yeah, that's a great plane movie.
It really is.
I mean, honestly, fuck, dude. True Detective.
True Detective. He's
almost very good. Eclipses.
This is the run that got him into that.
No, he was in it. It's part of his run.
Oh,
it's
True Detective is part of that run?
It's the end cap of that.
Oh, run. Nice.
Yeah, that was insane. Oof. Anyway, I still got to go Kanye.
It's a tough matchup. Kanye's...
Yeah, you can't let Dark Twisted alone, boy.
Kanye's
808s has slept
808.
On.
Kanye's four McConaughey.
People don't understand it. It was ahead of its time.
So Kanye's a four... I mean, it's going to be... Kanye's probably the best musician of the 21st century, right? Like, how's anyone going to...
Wow.
Rihanna, maybe? I'd still say Kanye.
I mean,
she also quit music for like the last fucking however long, many years.
This is going to be awfully tough for anyone to beat Kanye. I got to go Kanye. I feel like McConaughey is more true to the soul of what we're doing here, but you got to go greatness.
Kanye, Nick?
Dude, I think I know two Kanye West songs.
Hit it.
That's almost impossible.
Yeah, it is impossible.
It's almost impossible.
Like if we played him,
and I know the...
You take my money.
Yeah, okay. Gold Digger. I know two Kanye West songs.
Oh, you know, man. More, though. Like,
yeah, you do.
I promise you, I probably would if you played them, but I can't name them off the top of my head.
Right, okay.
But My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy was a masterpiece, front to back.
You know Mincy's in Paris.
Oh, I know Mincy's in Paris. Yeah.
Mincy's in Paris. The
Kids Bop version.
Imagine we did the Kids Bop one.
Do they still make those?
If that music cued in, you just hear Mincy's.
Were these albums, like, was every single one like number one?
Oh, they're like so many Billboard toppers. It's crazy.
Yeah, they all were incredibly good.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I'll go with it this round.
Kanye, Jay?
We're going to skate to one song and one song only.
He's been waiting for that one.
When Barcel moved to New York, Kanye was so cool that there was a bunch of people got tickets to like a suite level at MSG, and I think like a half a dozen people went, and they were dubbed Club Cool because that was like the thing to do. That year, Kanye was on tour. And 2016 is the exact fall off because I had tickets to see him at Barclays on New Year's Eve. And I think it was in Sacramento or something like that. He went like crazy and just like left the stage and completely became unraveled at that point. But yeah, during that phase, what was it? 2003, 2004?
2004 to 2016.
That's a long time.
That's a long, but
that's
career.
He was
the
top
guy.
Artist.
Like, the whole time.
Like everything was great. So it's got to be Kanye.
Mm-hmm. That was Club Cool at Barstool?
Yeah.
So now that's what we call the Yak.
It was actually not that many. I think Big Cat did go, but I don't think it was anybody else.
Mm-hmm. All right, next matchup as Kanye wins is number 8 seed, Britney Spears. Britney Spears getting in from 1999 to 2003. Albums are Baby One More Time, Oops, I Did It Again, Britney, and In the Zone. You get the songs, Britney, Hit Me One More Time, Womanizer, Gimme More, Oops, I Did It Again, Womanizer, Slave For You, I Did Womanizer Twice, and Criminal. A lot of great songs.
What about Lucky?
Lucky for sure. I love Lucky. It also just wasn't in the top charts for this grouping, but a great song. And she's going up against the number 9 seed, kind of a buzzsaw, Will Ferrell, 2001 and 2010. Zoolander, Old School, Elf, Anchorman, Kicking and Screaming, Wedding Crashers, not the producers, Talladega Nights, Blades of Glory, Semi-Pro, Step Brothers, and The Other Guys.
Jesus Christ.
A fucking real buzzsaw. Che.
I see his appeal and some of the stuff he does is good. I'm not a big Will Ferrell guy. Britney Spears, I mean, 99 to 2003, that is instant boner. So you got to go her.
I like the reasoning. It works perfect for what we're doing here. Whichever one of these people gave me a boner.
I mean, in that time period, like, forget it. She was the top.
Will Ferrell. Or sorry, Rennie
Will Ferrell. Will Ferrell's giving me more boners, and it's honest.
I think that Will Ferrell run of movies was more impactful to me than the Sandler run that we had previously talked about. Me Anchorman, too. You were the funny guy in class if you just knew the most Anchorman lines.
Yeah.
I memorized the soundtrack.
He was stepbrother.
The CD, and he would talk before each. I was a fresh-faced 32-year-old, and I still had the wanderlust.
What is this?
What?
They dropped an album that you could listen to on CD, and he would speak before each track came on. And
oh my god,
it was beautiful.
Sorry, so
Ferrell, Will Ferrell,
Will Ferrell, Clemmer.
Yeah, I mean, Will Ferrell is more impactful to me. I enjoyed his movies more, but Britney Spears was much more culturally like she. Like that changed everything, like for pop music, and like Britney Spears was so giant. I gotta go Britney
Spears.
Sorry, I keep doing this. What was the stretch of Britney again?
Britney was 1999. Yeah.
And what do you have? Like, what albums were that, or like songs?
It was Baby One More Time, Oops I Did It Again, Britney, and In the Zone. The songs were Baby One More Time, Womanizer, Gimme More, Oops I Did It Again, Slave for You, and Criminal. Slave for You, maybe that was.
Yeah, that seems more recent.
No, Slave for You is part of this grouping, but it's just the more I think about it, that was a weird song.
I want to go Ferrell because it meant more to me, but like Britney at that time, I remember, I mean, I was super young, but I just knew that she, like, it was like worldwide, like truly like worldwide. So I got to give it to Britney. I just wouldn't feel right if I didn't.
Three for Britney. KB?
Yeah, I don't really remember Britney.
You remember Toxic?
Kind of like
we're walking down like the
aisle, the airplane aisle.
Being played in recent history.
Yeah,
you guys don't remember Britney? Like, I guess it was 99. So how old would you have been?
I was.
When did she shave her head?
06?
Four at the end of this.
It was at the end of this.
Yeah, 06. I think.
That's when I start. I know those songs. Obviously,
that's why. So
you don't. I don't. I know her. Obviously, like I know how amazing she was and how big she was, but like. I remember all, unfortunately, the bad things that were happening.
I remember I had her Gut Milk poster, and I used to put it up to my window to have.
I remember that poster.
To see her nipples.
I just remembered I have a fucking Britney Spears tattoo.
Yeah, fuck you too.
I totally forgot that.
Contemplate this.
Thank God I picked Britney. I literally
what
just
is
remembered.
It?
It's Britney from Hit Me Baby One More Time on my thigh.
You got her with massive jugs.
Huge jugs. Huge jugs. It's a sort of a creative take on her.
Very super creative. Yeah.
Yeah.
If you could improve one thing about her at the time.
Yeah. Jeez. So.
KB.
Will Ferrell was everything to me for that amount of time. So, yeah, I have to go.
3-2 in favor of Britney. Mush?
I'm tying it up. Will Ferrell.
Tying it up.
Because he was literally every single thing to me of any movie. And all those movies still play to me. You could watch. I could watch Step Brothers.
Yeah, I feel like those hold up a little bit more.
Other guys, I could watch a trillion times.
The Other Guys is the funniest movie.
It might be one of the it might be one of the funniest.
So good, fucking funny.
The ballerina bit is like,
yeah.
Me and my friends, it's not even Will Ferrell, but we still are like, "How's your wife? She's dead. Attaboy."
Yeah,
that's
yeah.
It's the smallest part in that movie, but it's so fucking funny.
I rewatched the Eva Mendez scenes. All
she's so hot.
Because, no, like
when I was 2010, that was like
Nick. No, yeah. She's her performance.
BS Nude gave her a fake pussy.
Laugh, man.
Yeah, yeah.
She made me laugh like nobody could.
Yeah,
she was very good in that.
I also love her in Too Fast, Too Furious.
Didn't know she was in that.
Such a cool character.
There is a scene in Training Day where you can see her boobs.
Oh, nice.
I know what you mean, Steve. Though, Nick. When she's going back and forth, like with the grandma and stuff, and they're talking to each
Very
other.
Funny.
Funny.
It's hysterical.
She like screams at him.
Get out, Alan.
Yeah.
She got fingered by Joaquin Phoenix in a movie.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, quickly. It was quickly into the movie. It was the first scene.
Oh, I thought he was fingering her.
Yeah.
I think he was. It was a of weirdly his ferocious.
It was like a Tommy gun.
Again,
looked at what movie was that?
Far too horny. Of
the cinephiles don't know? What movie?
The cinephiles
was
at?
I can't even think of a movie where they were both in. But we do have a tie.
I'm misremembering that.
We do have a tie. Gooch and our intern, you guys get to pick who's going to move on.
Oh.
We're going Britney.
Yeah, we're going Britney.
You guys are going Britney. Britney's going to move on.
She was even bigger than any of the boy bands, NSYNC, any of those. She was just the biggest thing in culture.
Yeah, and I feel like if I'm thinking of Will Ferrell and Britney, like who would gather a larger crowd at their peak?
Oh, Britney.
In like a street or something?
Not even close.
Britney without a doubt. Now we have our number one seed versus our 16 seed chain. We'll do the chain game first. The first option in the chain game, and I'm curious how you guys react to this, but The Rock. The Rock had a run, and I listed it as
not to me.
All right,
just skip it.
2016 to 2022 as what I listed it as.
Are you watching the finger blasting scene?
Yeah,
right
I found
now?
It's the movie We Own the Night, and it's on pornography channels.
It's on X videos.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
They kiss and all that.
Oh, nice.
Already look, check it.
I don't
double check.
Honestly,
double check.
You just, I heard the noise. Like, what? Are you doing?
Ad pop up says go from 3 inches to 4.6.
Yeah.
Nipple.
Nipple.
Jeez. Everyone's talking about Training Day, and this movie is here.
Hmm. So we have The Rock 2016 to 2022, Moana, then Jumanji 1 and 2, both very successful. Ballers, the TV show on HBO, pretty successful.
That sucked.
No,
people like Ballers.
Ballers
people like Ballers.
People like Ballers?
Yeah. Love Ballers.
Oh, I love Ballers, too. It's yep.
That is made for you.
Yeah.
That is awesome made for show. You. Trading Wife information in sports.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's
yeah.
a good. It's an easy watch.
Yeah. That's on your Starring run. That was with the, like the fifth or sixth most popular HBO show at the time, right? Like,
yeah, that was
like,
bottom of the
not,
barrel.
This
HBO.
Is not something to put in your resume for
but
your great
like
run.
It. People like it.
Well, not enough. Isn't it get canceled?
After like three seasons, though.
All right, great. Yeah, three season running.
Mostly because the rest of them.
Never being like, oh, great. The Rock is
not
great.
So ballin'.
That's because all of them went on to do bigger things too. Because like The Rock went on and did way larger scale projects, and John David Washington became like the guy. So it all kind
nepotism,
of
nepotism, dude.
Yeah.
Then he also had Terramana Tequila, which is a very successful.
You just had to do this.
I had to put understand. It in. He's the highest paid actor in the world for like how I don't even know how many of these years.
It's
like
happening
at least
three. Again.
Every I feel like this area behind Nick and Chase, this lobby has become.
Can we yell at them? Give them a good yell.
What is this project?
They're becoming
that's going
things
on.
I don't like.
What is the thing with the people, the kids?
yeah, and we were forced to do that.
Did Edwin just have a fucking highlight reel?
Yeah he did.
That looks sick.
He went off the light between the legs.
It's every time we record now. There's really just cool. like, this always... giant fucking disturbance in the hall in the lobby.
What do they call when the kids all do crazy things with sports? You two, help me out.
Trick shots?
No, that group of guys.
Dude Perfect.
Thank you. This is like Dude Perfect behind us.
No, it's not because they're not doing anything impressive.
Oh.
Edwin just kind of did.
It was pretty good.
I think you guys are kind of like haters. It's whatever.
It wouldn't show that on Dude Perfect.
No?
You could do something more impressive than that.
Way more impressive.
Yeah.
Why is it always right here?
I don't know. There's so many other spots they could be going, but I'm glad they did it here.
I don't care.
But yeah, anyway, The Rock.
Be a curmudgeon.
Yeah. 2016.
Fine.
2022. Jonathan Majors from 2020 to 2022. He had a bunch of great movies. Defy Bloods, The Harder They Fall, Devotion, Ant-Man the Wasp, Creed 3, Lovecraft Country or County, and Loki. And then he
this
got,
was just his career before it came to a screen.
There was more before that, but none, they weren't as successful.
Sorry.
Taylor Sheridan from 2015 to 2018, Sicario, Hell or High Water, Wind
Listen,
River, Yellowstone.
I love his movies, and everyone does.
Yeah. Great movies. Orlando Bloom from 2001 to 2007.
Jesus.
I can't like, get an angle on it. I can't get an angle on it. I'm sorry, man.
Jesus Christ, guys.
I got the table in the way.
We have these actors that...
Orlando Bloom, 2001 to 2007, Black Hawk Down, the entire Lord of the Rings trilogy, Troy, Kingdom of Heaven, Pirates of the Caribbean 1 and 2, both.
Jesus.
All of these.
Christ.
Incredibly successful, both financially and critically.
Everybody knew this was going to happen.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Nick.
We did.
And this one, I think you'll approve of this, Clemmer.
All right.
John Cazale.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this should be, I mean... It's hard to say.
So John Cazale is an actor. He was. He had five.
John Cazale, by the way.
So it's Cazale.
Yeah, I think it's Cazale.
But anyway, he had five movies from 72 to 76: The Godfather, The Conversation, The Godfather Part Two, Dog Day Afternoon, The Deer Hunter. The four of those movies combined for 40 Oscar nominations and 15 wins.
Oh, every single movie
who is
he was
this?
John Cazale. Yeah.
Every single movie he was in was nominated for Best Picture. He was Fredo in Godfather.
Yeah.
So the reason these things were nominated, though?
He was like a primary supporting actor in all.
Yeah. It was none of the movies were ever his. So like Dog Day Afternoon was Pacino. The Godfather movies were The Godfather. And then Deer Hunter is De Niro.
Yeah.
But he was in, he's a great supporting actor.
40 Oscar wins between four movies, or five movies is crazy.
But I will say he was never nominated for an Oscar, right?
Was never. He was also dating Meryl Streep at the time. He passed away right at the end of this run.
Yeah.
That's
the best way to end a run like that.
That's a big.
He died of cancer very young.
Yeah, Streep had it.
Streep.
These movies averaged 96% on Rotten Tomatoes, all of these five combined.
Wait, so I'm trying to think of what that carries over to movierankings.net. You guys gave
very good.
That's like an 800. 150.
It's a lot. and then Mariah Carey's boobs.
Yep. Do you need explaining?
What was the run?
Just Mariah Carey.
No.
Strictly her tits.
What did her boobs do?
I don't think of her as like a tit woman.
Me neither.
I think of her being a voice. She's one of the best voices in all of pop.
She's a fat. She's definitely the fat tit woman.
I kind of get where you're coming from.
I just think of her as like the all time one of the best voices in pop singing history. I don't know.
It's like the yin and yang of dudes that are prison strong, like Feidelberg's prison strong.
Correct.
Yeah.
Strong.
Yeah.
Denis Villeneuve from 2013 to now. Prisoners, Enemy, Sicario, Arrival, Blade Runner, Dune 1, 9 Oscar wins.
Director.
Directed a bunch of great movies. And then
never won an Oscar himself, though.
His movies have got won technical 9 awards. Wins.
I'm just saying. I mean,
movies he made.
Did any of those movies even get nominated for Best Picture?
Yes. Dune? Yeah, I think like Dune. Three of these did.
Okay.
Megan Fox from 2004 to 2009.
Run.
Confessions of a Teenage Drama Queen, Transformers, Jennifer's Body. But like, it's beyond that.
It's a long run of It Girl.
Yeah, it was. It's more, not necessarily just the movie's quality. It's just like she was the person, the human being on Earth for that period.
She managed to do that without being like talented.
Yeah.
Okay. Hold up.
I don't think she's a good actress at all.
Terrible actress.
I don't know how to tell if someone's good.
God damn it, I don't know if I do either.
Yeah, I don't know if I do either.
That's when people say she's just
it's like me ranking.
No one knows. You just don't know if someone's a good actor or not.
You do. You know if someone's believable on screen or not.
No, I think I can. Because you don't know who they are.
I confuse somebody yelling with good acting. If somebody yelling in a scene, I'm like, wow.
Speaking of which, that's pretty much what Shia LaBeouf did for all of Transformers, which is run and yell. And I was like, this guy's great.
Shia LaBeouf was a very late removal from this list. I considered him heavily. I had him from 2000 to 2019. Freaks and Geeks, Even Stevens, Holes, iRobot, Constantine, Disturbia, Transformers, Lawless.
Shia LaBeouf wasn't in.
We have to put a cap Honey Boy, on Peanut Butter Falcon. Run.
Yeah, that's partially why I didn't include him. But okay, so Marty, you're up first. Chain, what's your pick? The Rock, Jonathan Majors, Taylor Sheridan, Orlando Bloom, John Cazale, Mariah Carey's boobs, Denis Villeneuve, and Megan Fox.
That run from Mariah Carey's boobs is like,
what do you
95
mean?
To present.
What did her tits do individually?
Now, what was their stat line?
Consistency.
That's not a run, though.
What are you basing on? Was there like a run. Was there a photo shoot? Was there a scene that you're talking about?
Any
of?
Scene.
You're saying there were always great.
Scenes that she was in.
Dude, anytime you see Mariah Carey, tits are popping. It's great.
But there's,
I mean, one that it's not.
But if that's what we're doing, then Michael Jordan should win this.
I nominated.
There's no titties at all.
No.
Arguably negative in the titty department.
True, I guess.
It's like 28 years of just like consistently great boobs.
What do you think about Dolly Parton?
I mean, they're fake.
I don't think they are.
Giant.
Salma
fakers.
Hayek.
Yeah.
That could certainly be nominated too. Throw that in.
This is like a best boobs bracket, I guess.
I mean, Mariah Carey has been consistent.
Which one do you want out of this?
Have you seen them bare?
On fake sites, yes.
Okay. Look at AI Mariah Carey. Yep.
Can I confess one thing?
Yes.
I've always, it's going to sound dumb, shocking, but I always thought Orlando Bloom was a guy from That's So Raven.
Orlando Brown?
Orlando Brown.
Yeah.
Always.
I got arrested.
Yeah, he's gone crazy. I'm like, you guys put him in this? And then I didn't know what he did, and then you said he's nuts, and this is a white guy.
He had a good run. He was the cute kid in Major Pain.
Yeah.
That was him?
Tiger.
Yeah.
He looks more like an Orlando Bloom.
Is he in, no, that was Corey in the House. Who was that just Corey something?
Kyle Mackey.
Or Massey?
No.
Oh, Massey.
Massey
works here.
Yeah, yeah. Shout out to, I'm sure that will mean a lot to both of them.
One with The Rock?
One with The Rock.
One for The Rock, KB.
From a personal level, I think it's of Taylor Sheridan, but he's not the answer.
Great run, though.
Yeah, movies I've seen of his are like some of my favorites.
Did you see the all three?
I've seen Wind River, Hell or High Water, and I pretended to have seen Sicario to claim him as one of
I'll lend you the Blu-ray if you want it.
Yeah.
I don't think of anything.
Gotta respect the honesty.
Are you pretending? I'm telling on myself a lot today.
Yeah.
I've never seen Sicario.
Right? I don't care.
I don't even know what that
is. Do you want to pick?
So I say he's like my favorite director to people, and I've only seen two of his films.
But they are
two of my favorites.
He only directed Wind River. He wrote Hell or High Water and Sicario.
That's even more impressive.
Yeah. So you want Taylor Sheridan?
Yeah, I'm going to vote for him because I don't. I never really got into Orlando Bloom or The Rock.
Taylor, first of all, so with Sicario, I got killed for this. I really did not find it entertaining, but we'll leave that.
I'm not a big Sicario fan either. I'm with you already.
Compared to Wind River.
Yes. Come on. I agree.
But what do you...
I got to see this movie.
Come on. Hell or High Water is awesome.
All
Hell or High Water is fantastic.
Also, I don't know why Black Hawk Down for Orlando Bloom, he just falls out of the helicopter. He doesn't really do anything. He
does die. Yeah. Not die, but get...
Well,
that kicked off the run.
Ken Jack said that Shia LaBeouf was in Freaks and Geeks.
Like, he was.
In like what, an episode?
Two episodes.
Yeah, but your guy Fredo, like 20%. Your guy Fredo was just in Fredo. Like, just happened to be in movies that were amazing.
It's Fredo.
Fredo.
It doesn't happen to be in
Fredo Corleone.
I also feel like you can't complain about a guy who dies in a helicopter crash in a movie titled Black Hawk Down.
No, I'm saying that like claiming it as part of his run, it's not a major role for him. Like he was
one of the first big faces. Like he's the guy that introduces himself to everybody. He's like the exposition character.
And then he's only in the first 30 minutes. Whatever. I love that movie. I for me personally, like I'm just going to go Megan Fox because she just was just
the
number one, like, I mean, just in terms of like star power in that moment, she was the number one. And so, yeah, I think to me, that one's the most impactful.
Okay.
No chance, Wayne. I'm going to go Cazale. I mean, the movies are just fantastic and they meant a lot to me, but I understand why based on star power, he would be very distant on this list.
Yeah. That's why I'd put him. I would have in my personal, he'd be in like a higher ranking than Che in, but it's tough.
Yeah.
Nick.
Lord of the Rings and the Pirates of the Caribbean franchise going on at similar times.
Both
enormous, both great. And he's
kind of
pretty much a main character in both. Insane.
Yeah. He's the winner then.
Yeah. But, I forgot about that. That is pretty insane.
I'm going with Megan Fox because everybody had a crush on her.
Yes.
Men, women, black, white, everybody liked me. It was unbelievable.
Everyone.
Hispanics didn't fuck with her, though.
Yeah, they did.
Maybe even like some animals we don't know about.
Probably. Yeah.
There was two girls. I think it was Fox and Alba growing up for us.
Yeah, from...
I went from Alba to Fox. What
the fuck was that surfer movie?
Into the Blue.
Into the Blue.
Yeah. Yep. So good.
Yep. Che?
I mean, the real answer is Mariah Carey's titties, but for the sake of this panel, I'm going to go The Rock because he's the most electrifying man in sports entertainment.
All right, so then we're tied between The Rock and Megan Fox. Gooch, an intern?
What's intern's name?
Yeah, who's in there?
Sorry, what's your name?
Okay, I can't even see. My name's Kate.
Hi, Kate.
In there.
Okay,
hey, Kate.
We're between The Rock and
Megan Fox.
Yeah. Okay. I feel like y'all are right about Megan just had the biggest hold on everybody and in the news and pop news entertainment. Like, that's all they could talk about. So, what do you think?
Fox.
Megan Fox.
Megan Fox.
She got there without respect. Particularly talented.
Oh, she had talents.
Chill out, man.
Oh, I'm not chilling.
So, we have Megan Fox up against a real steamrolling opponent here. Michael Jordan in the 90s, we talked about before.
Oh, Jesus.
God. Michael Jordan in the 90s. Yeah, I don't know if I need to say it, but all-star every year, six-time champ, six-time finals MVP, four regular season MVP, NBA first team and all-defensive team every year. Jordan shoes, Space Jam. The only hang-up is baseball. That's the only bad thing about him in the 90s.
The thing is, it wasn't as bad as everyone
thought. Yeah, right. Yeah. He still made it to double A. And
bad like 250. Like,
yeah. Well, he's less than that. But he was still, I mean, double A. And he was actually a pretty good defensive outfielder.
Mm-hmm.
Which
him doing that alone, why people were like, this sucks.
Exactly, yeah.
Yeah, kind of. It was weird. It was like, because we had just seen Jordan win three titles.
Is he like a top high school player?
No.
I think it was his dad, right? He wanted him to play baseball or something.
No.
He got in trouble gambling.
Oh, yes, right. We have
He wasn't allowed to play in the NBA that year. So
how is he just automatically good enough to be at that level alone?
No, it was Michael Jordan. So
well,
that's Tebow making the Mets.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Tebow Mets.
Jordan was a little better. Well, I guess it's comparable.
I was a little better in both.
Michael Jordan switched spots with LeBron. Because LeBron has never really gotten in trouble, right? And he's had social media around the entire time. Michael Jordan wasn't the best of guys.
I was going to make this point. Yeah.
And like he gets looked at as like the greatest competitor. He was kind of an asshole.
Yeah.
And like if Huge LeBron did one. Anything did like this, they'd yell at him.
Yeah, but it doesn't make him any less of a competitor though.
100%.
I'm going to defend Jordan all day on this.
But
the problem is that LeBron is just kind of cringy.
But it's also
because it
like
has to be in the way that
kinda
like
has
social
to be.
Media
yeah.
era.
Like there's so much shit like I'm sure Michael Jordan would have been too if there's a camera on him all the time. He also got in trouble without a camera on him.
If Twitter existed.
Like, people like to make fun of. We take the best athletes of all time now for granted every day. Like, LeBron James, one of the best players we'll ever see, just because we're just like, we want to make fun of him because
that is not reading The Godfather.
Yeah, like he read one page. Like, you read one page too. Like, I don't know. I'm not even defending him. It's just like everyone just gets mad at people.
Jordan did get some heat. I remember there was a quote. They said, well, how do you feel about politics? He's like, well, Republicans buy his shoes too. Like, I'm not going to say anything about Republicans, Democrats, because I want to. And that pissed off a lot of people. Like, Muhammad Ali's like, take a stand. And Jordan's like, nope, I'm going to go right down the middle. So people said back then Jordan was kind of, I'd say cringy, that didn't exist yet, but like,
asshole.
Or just kind of like, not ballsy when it comes to like public stances. So people gave him some shit for that back then. But Jordan is the great. I mean,
I'm going Michael Jordan.
All right, good.
Start with you, Jordan.
Maybe. Michael Jordan or Megan Fox?
Tough.
Yes, Jordan.
Jordan.
Yeah.
Jordan couldn't have replaced Zooey Deschanel on New Girl during a pregnancy. I'll say that.
Yeah. That's true.
Megan Fox averaged 30 points in the 90s.
I bet.
We know. Well, no, yeah. I can see
her being on a gritty Pacers team.
Yeah.
We've seen Jordan act, though. We've never seen Megan Fox play basketball.
That's very true.
There's no Rick Smits.
On the Grizzlies. Yeah. She could have taught Ja how to bring the gun out, too.
Boxing out Ewing.
I would love to try to make a case for Megan, but it can't be done. It's Jordan.
Jordan.
Yeah, I don't know how Jordan loses. Jordan. I mean, this is incredible.
Jordan.
Yeah,
Jordan.
Jordan.
His airness.
Jordan. Across the board sweep. Now we have the 6 seed versus the 11 seed. 6 seed is Knicks. It's not even really a person.
Not at all.
It's a PlayStation 2 from 2002 to 2004.
Oh, what a pick.
Uh-huh.
So I'm going to go through.
Amazing.
I'm going to go through the games for you that came out in this period.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Talk to him.
Grand Theft Auto San Andreas. Grand Theft Auto Vice City.
I think
the best.
Metal Gear Solid 3. Burnout 3. NBA Street Volume 2. Tony Hawk's Underground. SSX 3. Prince of Persia. Jak and Daxter. Kingdom Hearts. Spider-Man game. Medal of Honor Frontline. Lord of the Rings. The Two Towers. And Return of the King 2. The best-selling video game adaptations of movie. Ratchet and Clank, Ghost Recon, Splinter Cell, SOCOM. A lot.
Every game was good.
Every single game they
couldn't
made.
Couldn't go wrong.
And the games got better. Like Madden before that was eh. And then Madden on the PS2, it was like a whole different world opened
it
up.
Looked
it, was
like, it looked like a real game.
It was incredible. The difference was stunning.
Mm-hmm. And that's
you couldn't go wrong.
Yeah. And that's going up against Jonah Hill from 2006 to 2013. 40-year-old virgin, grandma's boy, accepted, knocked up, super bad, forgetting Sarah Marshall, Moneyball, 21 Jump Street, This Is the End, Wolf of Wall Street.
This is...
God damn. I forgot how good he was.
Yeah, he had a lot. So let's see.
The one that sticks out the most is grandma's boy when he was like, he sucked a titty for like 12 hours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Grandma's boy is very funny.
It is.
JT, right?
Yeah, JP?
Yeah, yeah. Jay.
I feel like Jonah Hill... Super bad. Like, I guess he is like the main guy in Super Bad. But I feel, and that is a great movie, but I feel like mostly he's a second banana guy. Is that fair?
Yeah.
In most of these, he's not the primary guy. Yeah.
Top build guy.
Or he's working with someone else at the very least.
Yeah. So I feel like it'd be tough to vote him through on this. Sorry, who's he going up against?
It's going up against PlayStation 2 from 2000 from 2000 to 2002. Yeah. Is that it?
I wish the era extended a bit because I really like the slim PlayStation 2. The PS2, the original one, is quite bulky.
Chunky.
Right. But like, think about that's game, a short era and what he listed. It was.
Yeah.
Insane. Yeah.
So I'll go.
Think about before PS2. That, before the PS2, like how it was. Like, video games were so different. It changed everything.
If you rented a video game, the chances are it was going to be dog shit for, like, the N64. I've been scorned so many times by Blockbuster and Kroger renting games.
Paper Mario.
Paper Mario's good.
Renting games was the best.
Yeah, but when PS2 was around, you would just pick one and it would bang.
Pokemon
yeah.
Every Snapshot. Single one.
Oh,
I'm trying to think of a bad PS2 game.
I had one. It was a Robin Hood game. I got it from Value City right next to the Fashion Bug. And it was, like, $5. And, it was just like it was. I got fooled. It was chess.
Oh, that sucks. All right, so Che, you're going with PS2, Nick.
Yeah, it's PS2.
PS2.
Yeah, PlayStation 2. I remember where I was the first time I played a PlayStation 2. It was that monumental. Like, you couldn't believe what you were seeing. It must have been like how our parents felt about like color TV. Oh my God, what is this?
In defense of Hill, I think the most impressive thing.
You.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Oh, Marty.
No, I mean, I don't know what you're talking about.
Right.
It's like
when
our parents see color TV.
Well, my parents are old enough to remember when people got color TV in the neighborhood, and it was like a big deal.
Oh,
They talk about that. And I, for me, it was like, I remember when like it was, video games were so shitty for so long, we thought it was good. And then PS2 comes along. It was insane.
PS1 was just like bad, right? Yeah,
it had Spyro.
Spyro, Toy Story game was really good on PS1. Medieval, a couple other ones. I remember my parents, Spandicute. When they explained to me black and white TV, I asked them if life was in black and white before they switched it to color.
Good question. Yeah, no, yeah. I thought that as well.
Yeah, I was just curious.
What did they say?
No.
Okay.
PS2, in defense of Hill, I think the transition from really funny movies to doing like Oscar-nominated drama stuff is very impressive.
That's kind of made him stuffy.
Now, yeah, no, yeah. That's why the run ends.
Him and Rogan both stuffy.
That's why the run ends at this period. Rudy.
Yeah, I mean, the other impressive thing about Jonah in that he was just waxing and waning like the moon. Like he was just constantly.
Yeah, he was going through moon cycles.
Yeah. And
hey, LCB listeners, we're going to take a quick break for a message from one of our partners.
Whoop. Sleep better, train smarter, recover faster, and feel healthier. Understand and optimize your sleep. Get coaching and insights for every age, stage, and cycle. Track over 140 habits. Get a 360 view of your training and workouts. Never miss a second of data with a wireless and waterproof charger. Expect all new features all the time.
All right, now back to the episode.
I guess that's commendable. Like, I feel like he's gone through a lot in terms of like all that bullshit, and those movies are fucking amazing. And I feel like even though he's like second fiddle in a lot of those movies in the supporting role, like he is one of the most memorable people in every one of those movies. Like even 40-Year-Old Virgin, he's a very secondary character, but
he's like a cameo basically.
He's like a cameo, but like maybe one of the most memorable scenes with the eBay and the goldfish shoes. But the PlayStation 2, like you guys said, I could be off on this just because of my age, but prior to that, my hunch is that video games were like, oh, this is like kind of a cool like gimmick that you might do for entertainment just because of like the novelty. But then the PlayStation 2 happened. That was sort of my first introduction to like really gaming. And it was like a cultural thing with your friends, like playing Grand Theft Auto, switching off controllers, doing cheat codes. Like
we still did that back then, but it was just, this was better. In the 80s, we did cheat codes and playing with our friends.
I think the thing was, is like, that was almost a pivot from where games stopped being incredibly hard and they were fun.
Right. Yeah.
Some of that. Yeah. Correct.
And, I mean, I had moments before that with like Sega Genesis where I was super into it, but then I remember that really like exploded it and made it into like a cultural thing where like gaming is cool versus like before then it was sort of like more underground, I guess. So I don't know how Jonah cannot beat the PlayStation 2. I mean, that is truly insane.
Yeah, and this is coming from an Xbox owner, the biggest Halo fan in the world. Still.
PS2.
Yeah.
Did you have the original Xbox?
Yeah.
That controller was like big.
It was huge.
So chunky.
Huge.
It's called.
I'm going PS2 as well. Jonah Hill though, I think it's more impressive that we keep talking about like he's never the main guy, but we all remember him in all of these movies. Did you guys like War Dogs?
I loved it.
I
love War Dogs.
I would have bet $1 million you're a War Dogs fan.
I love War Dogs.
You're just like a Miles Teller guy, right?
I like Miles Teller a lot. His show on Paramount of the
Offer?
Yeah. Unreal. But yeah, no, the War Dogs.
Scene where he comes out with the drug dealers and he has the fucking MP5. What? I thought we were friends or something.
Yeah, but Grand Theft Auto, when you learn those cheat codes, like if you can just get a fucking helicopter and a bazooka and you're like, it's the best thing in the world.
I remember distinctly like multiple times playing with my friends doing cheat codes in Grand Theft Auto on PlayStation, and you know when you're a kid and you laugh so hard you tinkle.
I had to tinkle.
No,
tinkle.
I hated that.
Why'd you say tinkle?
Because it's a tinkle.
It's not a tinkle.
That had the most tinkles per 90 or whatever.
Were really hard to remember for me.
I bet you some people playing remember, like, have it memorized still.
Triangle, square, circle.
I remember Vice City, or not Vice, San Andreas, the big one that like people got mad about was Hot Coffee.
Hot Coffee mod, yeah. Where yeah. You could uncensored sex.
You could fuck.
And then people like started like stopping at red lights and shit.
Did
like,
you see what the plans are for GTA 6? It's going to be real life.
Been going on for 200 years of development.
Seen a video.
Rockstar games are the reason I believe in the simulation theory.
It's going to destroy these kids' brains.
Yeah.
don't like thinking about
going to be living in that game.
Have you seen the NBA player who has the infinite ammo tattoo button combo on his arm?
That's tough.
He keeps shooting.
That's so tough.
That's a good tap.
I forget who has it.
Wow. It's like a Nick Young thing.
Is he the best player ever?
He's got to be, right?
That may be the coolest tattoo I've ever heard of.
It feels like a Nick Young thing to me.
That's coming
that
from
game
a guy
comes
with sick
out.
Tattoos.
New Grand Theft Auto. Is every guy like between 30 and 50 just going to take the day off?
Every guy between like 8, like 16.
18 and kids would love it too.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. So like, is it just every guy?
I just want to watch people play it.
It's going to be like a national holiday.
Dude, they do like simulations. They do like cop chases that were like they have to do, like you're saying, like follow the rules. And stuff.
Oh, dude, no pixel.
Monte Green
is crazy.
It's going to be like, I don't know if he's in the NBA.
Monte Green.
Has this San Andreas infinite ammo cheat code tattooed on him.
That's so sick.
Sick.
You know, if like Steph Curry had it, it might be work a little better. He's such a fucking, like you're talking about corniness. Like he's the one who's embraced it a lot.
Yes.
Curry?
Yeah.
Somebody's calling him a cuck now.
Why?
I would believe that.
I guess this is Ben allegations and his wife just like fake took her ring off on whatever show she's on when this like shirtless dude came in.
Seems like a harsh cuck allegation.
Didn't his mom?
Yeah. His parents, like. Are swingers or?
Oh, I think they might have divorced.
They divorced, but like she got remarried or is with the husband of a group, and then he is with that.
I think they swapped.
So they're in a throuple.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Some weird
right
shit.
On it, Russell Wilson.
He's number one.
The number one cringiest.
No, but he's like. I don't think he tries to be corny. That's just who he is. Like,
yeah,
you know
he's
I mean?
Worse than he actually is.
Yeah.
Joe Mazzulla, the coach of the Celtics, is bad too. They told him the queen died, and he was like, the only queen I have is the mother of God. Oh, God.
God would hate hearing
you're
that.
You're saying the doctor of Damar Hamlin, too?
Oh, my God.
You got the gift of life? He didn't say that.
That's so corny.
That's a thing?
No, when
that's what doctor said you got the what?
I could see Damar Hamlin saying, did we win the game?
Yeah.
And then he said, the doctor supposedly said, no, but you got the gift of life.
Yeah. Won the game of life.
You won the game of life, yeah.
0% chance that happened.
Hallmark wasn't there, and all of a sudden wrote that.
All right, now we have the 3 seed versus the 14. The 3 seed is Jim Carrey in the 90s. Just give him the full breath of the decade. Ace Ventura, The Mask, Dumb and Dumber, The Cable Guy, Liar Liar, The Truman Show, and the very last big one in this movie. Do you guys know what it is?
Ace Ventura?
No,
wait.
Eternal Sunshine?
No, you two should know what it is.
I've seen it, yeah.
Yes,
you have.
Trying to think.
Grinch?
Liar Liar?
I think I'm singling you guys out.
Kyle and I?
Yeah.
Simon Birch?
Simon Birch.
Wait, Carrie's narrator. Simon
narrator of Simon Birch.
I got to come clean.
That's incredible.
Never seen that.
I've never seen Simon Birch.
Oh, no.
I've seen scenes. I've only seen scenes.
All you guys fucking talk about
I've seen the
movie.
If you've noticed, I've only ever talked about the baseball scene. I've never seen it.
What the fuck?
I've seen the baseball scene and the drowning scene.
Yeah,
not the whole movie.
Do you have any curiosity to see the rest of the film?
No.
Oh, why would I want to see that?
Yeah, it sounds horrible.
I'm sorry.
Great scene.
Holy shit!
After he killed Judd.
Can I ask if Harrison Ford's on here?
He's not. That would be an entire career thing too.
Yeah,
that'd be too tough to narrow down.
That's what we did with Jordan, though.
How close?
No, it's just 90s.
That's what he.
But 80s, he was winning MVPs and doing great shit too. But 90s is consolidated greatness, and he's also playing in the 2000s.
How close were Indiana Jones and Star Wars together? Were they like
Star Wars is 77 and Indiana Jones is 81?
Yeah,
right next to each other.
Yeah, they're like
they were.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah,
George Lucas didn't want to cast them.
George Lucas, yeah. That's right. He's like doing door frames.
Tom Selleck was the original Indiana Jones, and he couldn't get a Magnum PI.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be Tom Selleck, but they
worked
had
out.
To use Harrison Ford.
So Jim Carrey is going up against one I think all of us will know, except for Kate, maybe. I think at least we'll know.
This is going to be a porn star?
Dane Cook from 2003 to 2009.
Wow.
Which is, it feels like he's ancient. Like, it feels ancient even mentioning him now.
Couldn't escape him.
2003 2009, all of his stand-up, the Flash animation thing, he had movies too, like Waiting, Employee of the Month, Good Luck Chuck, but like that was another guy where like if you could do his bit in middle school, like, you were the coolest
I was
guy.
That even kid. I was definitely that
somebody
kid.
The Kool-Aid Flash animation made you the funny guy.
Yes, if you're the originator in the group, oh my God. So
Waiting was a big movie like in people in their early mid-20s. That was like a cult movie.
Good Luck Chuck, you got Alba
up there. Yeah.
Dax Shepard.
Dax Shepard is another guy from that era that didn't really make it past it.
Did you guys watch Waiting?
Yeah,
that's what we're talking about.
Oh, that was.
I've never seen. I pretend to watch that too.
You pretend to watch that.
What's real, man?
Isn't Andy Milonakis in that?
Yes.
Yeah. You might be the greatest actor we all know.
Yeah.
To remember things. I'd
like to get into some.
I mean, if somebody's really into something and all you have to do is agree with them, just be like, yeah, that was awesome.
Mm-hmm. Bring up any point that they said and twist it a little bit.
Marty, Dan Cook versus Jim Carrey.
It's Dan Cook for me. I'm going to be honest. I know Jim Carrey is unbelievable, but I just wasn't a huge fan of him. But Dan Cook was like that. The first thing that always came on my music or Apple thing always came up. It was the bit where he's shitting the coats.
Oh, yeah.
That one, every single time. And Dane Cook, I thought, was the funniest person in the world.
Everyone, I think everyone around our age thought.
Yeah, I thought he was like the best ever. And then obviously he was not.
Fucking shocker.
Everyone says he like stole jokes and shit. I don't believe that.
I'm not buying it.
Well, yeah. I mean, Louis C.K. said that he stole his jokes. And Dane Cook said he did it subconsciously.
I don't know if anyone.
They have to be the most opposite comedians ever, though.
Yeah.
I mean, he used jokes that Louis told years later. I mean, he said he just did it. He didn't do it intentionally, but.
I do believe that, though. I think
it happened.
I think that happens. I think there's a lot of congruent thinking.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Everyone thinks of like...
And also, you might hear something and forgot you heard it, too. So, I mean, it could be an honest mistake.
Yeah. Like, the Genesis, I feel like that'll... If that's that type of thing, but if, like, you're repeating the exact delivery... Like,
and cadence.
Delivery, cadence, sure. Then I'd...
But for this, what we're doing, like, the run that he had for that was, like, in your face, everywhere, and then he just kind of fell off. Jim Carrey's still...
And, like, married a 17-year-old or whatever.
Yeah, and then his, like,
shit.
Brother stole all his money.
Yeah, yeah. That's right.
He's a Twitch streamer now.
Jeez.
Yep.
Way too much plastic surgery.
Doesn't he stream in his home theater?
It's like hilarious. He streams, from his home theater. He plays on like a huge projector screen, which for gamers out there, like that's like the number one thing you don't do. You know
why?
Because the aspect ratio of it, you should be using like a TV like that, like even like on a flat screen, like it's a
16:9.
It's like the ultimate like loser new guy
he's
thing.
Got himself a teen wife, doesn't he?
That's where you're starting. He married like an 18.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, and then she will sit next to him and like bring him tacos. He has no idea, has no feel for any of it, but it's like weirdly hilarious.
Did you get like a lot of viewers?
In the beginning, not that many. So I started rating him when I was done streaming, and just so he would say my name, and he would ignore me. I think only I did it 5 times. Only once did he acknowledge, which made me want him even more.
Yeah.
Yeah. He got you wrapped around his finger.
Yeah. Colorado guy? Am I mistaken?
I don't think so.
Boston.
It would be embarrassing if he was, and I didn't know
Canadian.
That.
He's Canadian?
Dan Cook's Canadian?
No. Dane Cook, man.
No one's listening today.
Maybe.
Yeah, I think Dane Cook. I wasn't around. I wasn't old enough for Gary's run.
Kill himself.
I'm just smashing through the window. This is hard.
I understand. Trey, I mean, what do you want me to do?
I'm trembling here.
Trey, your personality because of him, right?
No. If anything, I'm probably Jerry Seinfeld is more, you know, iconic to me.
But you got your Jerry Seinfeld impression locked and loaded, right?
Of course. What's the deal with this? Dane Cook! Dane Cook!
Why do people like impressions?
I don't. No.
Don't ask that question.
You sounded like that guy.
You can say funny.
I think when you use the impression to say something funny that right. they didn't actually say, that's good.
But the actual line.
Never got into impressions.
Yeah.
We did have a coworker that was
I think
very
they
good.
Hit hard.
I like him a
when
lot.
When done correctly.
It's an odd one that
Nick's I
expect
hater.
Someone. Yes. If someone did like Ben Mendelsohn, I'd laugh hysterically at it. Like a random person.
When Frankie would do
repertoire
people, is I think it's the funniest thing in the world. You when you do like Mantis.
Yeah.
You do somebody that's like.
Jacoli.
No.
Or like Nate.
Yeah, YP could do a.
YP had some incredible.
So good. Yeah, YP had some.
Like, someone you know is funny. But when you're doing like Jerry Seinfeld
or like Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah, that's where I like it. Yeah, but when Frankie does Mantis, it's fucking.
Yeah, YP.
Someone you know is much funnier.
Incredible, yeah.
Who do you have in the arsenal?
I have Jay. I've been working on the Jay Leno.
Oh, please. That's
keep going. Keep going.
The shake of the head from Gucci's.
Jay Leno, Johnny Carson, Jack Nicholson.
Johnny Carson one is actually funny.
Johnny Carson is good. Yeah, the Jack Nicholson is okay. I said I can do Ross Perot. I can do the
that one's got a crush at birthday party.
The dad from Alf. Which no one
see, but that's funnier to me.
That's cool. Yeah, that's cool.
You do the
Carson.
Dad from Alf.
Yeah.
Accidentally walking into Ross Perot taking a shit.
Oh, It's, tough to go back and forth. But
Jay Leno's reacting to the clip.
Yeah. So, 1-1.
All right. So it's Alf Daft Mouth walking in and Ross for taking a shit.
Ross, I thought you locked the door. Now, Dad for Mouth, I did lock the door. Just didn't get, but help me what?
Yep, this is pretty good.
Ross Perot is amazing. It's pretty, really good.
It's like I was there.
Yeah.
Ross Perot is very funny.
Do you have a Walken?
I pretty much steal his.
Do you have a Christopher Walken?
Not really. Oh, it's like the worst one ever.
Everyone's is the worst.
Yeah.
Who do you have? Jack? Who do you have?
Nicholson?
Jack Nicholson?
Do him.
Do the monologue from The Departed.
Like no ticket.
Wait, that was really good.
Yeah, it was good.
Nailed it.
You son of a bitch. You want me to do these things for you? You want me to sing and dance? Yeah.
That's good. That's good.
Yeah, I like that.
Pretty good. I like that.
Huge, which one was good? Which one did you say was good?
Johnny Carson. I don't know enough about what he sounds like.
My Johnny Carson is great. I like to swear as him because you never heard him say fuck or shit or cunt ever. But John, you know he said it behind closed doors.
Yo, what yeah, I might yeah. like impressions.
Yeah, I love this.
Impressions that's rock.
Yeah. Can you do like World of T-shirts?
I don't know who that is.
Oh,
I only do impressions of the 20th century.
Son of a bitch.
Only 20th.
Oh, you do a decent.
I'll sue your ass.
I like this.
I'll sue your ass.
Everyone's mad at me.
Big T's unbelievable.
Dude, Big T's is really.
Oh, wait a minute.
Really?
I forgot about Big T's impression.
Big T's. Yeah.
He does World of T-shirts?
What does he do? He does the World of T-shirts. I don't know this guy, World of T-shirts.
Yeah, well, you'll know him.
You wouldn't like him.
No, I yeah. All right.
There's not much to tell.
I don't know if you have enough space on the hard drive. Don't get into it.
Okay. Yeah. Get into the Larson lore. Yeah,
it's a lot.
It's my day. I start my day with World of T-shirts and Daniel Larson searching.
He's on TikTok,
every
right?
Day. These are
every morning. Sometimes I'll wake up early, to like 3 a.m., and I'll still instinctively check World of T-shirts.
Just right. Woke up.
I'm not even doing the meme joke. Everything I've learned about World of T-shirts has literally been against my will. Like it's just.
Oh, really?
It's just been sort of like just put in front of me.
Of course it is. That's how I start, but now I'm like, I know
paycheck to
there are fan
paycheck.
Accounts who acquire this footage of him that is unbelievable that it exists.
Yeah.
I don't know who took the videos.
Yeah, it's like
people monitoring like public
like World of Sigmas 3.0. His life is completely changed from running this account.
He got noticed in Iceland.
It's like the Blair Witch Project or like The Office. It's like there's a documentary team just hiding in the bushes constantly.
Yeah. Me and KB every now and then I'll show them like stuff from their Reddits because they both have their individual Reddits.
Yeah, great.
So this guy just will post like, Daniel's been really boring lately. Can someone go bring him a knife? Like those like they're the worst humans in the entire world.
Somebody's been making crocheted Daniel Larson. It's so good.
I'm telling you, Daniel Larson is worlds better and more funnier than.
It's a one trick pony. T-shirts. World of T-shirts.
It's an exhausting world to be a part of, though.
Oh, yes.
As a fan.
T-shirt world,
it's
a tough realm.
It's very hard to.
It's a cross to carry.
Yeah. Sometimes you see it, you get disappointed.
I'll sue your ass.
Somebody's got to keep track of these boys.
All right, Rudy.
World of T-shirts isn't blowing up at all. He's had the same amount of followers for
2.5 million.
Like,
no, he's blowing up.
It's been 2.4 million for the last 6 months. I don't know what's happening.
Wow. He's got that bitch Michael Quinn just fucking
Kyle, that's
taking advantage.
No, it's a fuck ton, but it seems like in my head he's like having like a run like
in
these
my
people
head, he's
we're
a
talking A-lister. About.
Mm. He's A-lister for TikTok. I would say.
Is he?
He like, might be mainstream.
But like, no, definitely not mainstream.
Have you seen him outside of like yak videos?
No.
Okay.
Mm. When you guys talk about him, I can.
Do you think
so probably pick him out of a
World of T-shirts?
No.
Okay.
But yeah, most people don't.
So Rudy, Jim Carrey or Dane Cook?
This is another hard one for me because I base my entire personality off Dane Cook for a long time.
And like your face and bone structure.
Yeah, I do. People said that.
I look like him, yeah.
Yeah, that's why I grew my hair out to avoid the Dane Cook allegations. And then I just transferred into Bam Margera allegations.
If I fat-faced you right now, you would look like Bam.
100%, yeah. That's one of my great impressions. Nick loves it.
It's the worst ever.
Bam Margera?
Yeah. It's the Cumtown impression.
It is. It's really bad.
You see their Brian Singer bit?
No.
True. It's very funny. We were going back and forth about that the other day. Sorry.
But Jim, I mean, I really love Jim Carrey as a kid too, and I think that just if you're staying true to like the nature of this, I would say it's got to be Carrey.
It's got to be Carrey.
Yeah,
one for Carrey.
Yeah, I mean, Jim Carrey's 1994 is bigger than Dane Cook's career.
Get him.
Like, yeah, we know that.
Start with Ace Ventura. You have The Mask and Dumb and Dumber all came out the same calendar year. I think it's the greatest year for any comedian ever, right?
Mm-hmm. That's incredible. The Mask and their...
I don't like... I won't even say it.
Okay.
I agree.
I don't really like Dumb and Dumber.
Really?
Ooh, me neither.
I don't love Dumb and Dumber, but I love it.
But I like Ace Ventura.
You guys, what was the ranking you and Brandon did on Double Play? Where was it?
For which one?
You guys did like it was three comedies of 1 year, and it was Dumb and Dumber and two other ones. I forget what it was.
I've been those two, right? Because talking about Jim Carrey's.
No, it was Dumb and Dumber.
That was Happy Gilmore.
Wedding Crashers and Happy Gilmore.
Oh, okay. That was a Brandon thing. Because
Dumb and Dumber doesn't play for me at all anymore.
Wow. Dumb and Dumber is very funny still. I think it's very funny still. But I mean,
I don't like watching without fools. Either of the main guys.
You like Step Brothers?
See, not as much as the other as people do.
Yeah.
I don't like watching people being like comically foolish.
I pretended
foolish.
To like Step Brothers.
Being comically foolish like as you watch fucking World of T-Shirts and Daniel Larson.
He's not acting.
That's
yeah.
true. That's fair.
It's
that's
so
fair.
Intriguing.
Inadvertently foolish.
No, Jim Carrey, though. I mean, Jim Carrey was, I know it. I keep sounding like the old man here, but like he really was such a cultural thing. Like Jim Carrey was so huge. Dane Cook was the biggest stand up going. Like he sold out theaters before anyone else did or as many as anyone else did. But Jim Carrey was. He's huge.
Is he bigger than the Stooges?
Wasn't alive for then. But
what's your like favorite comedy then? If you don't like
movie.
Step Brothers, like
I like Step Brothers, but I loved Anchorman.
What's your favorite Anchorman. Like you know
comedy
that era of comedy? Yeah,
I loved It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Yeah,
movie. Yeah.
And,
that to me is like the modern
Eastbound and Down.
Naming shows.
What?
You have a movie though. You're naming shows.
Movies. The Other Guys.
Other Guys, great.
Okay. We have
Tropic Thunder. Super bad.
I can rewatch Tropic Thunder 1000.
It's a great movie.
So
Tropic Thunder, when it came out, didn't people hate it? I liked
it. It wasn't nearly as popular as.
It got nominated for an Academy Award.
Oh, I didn't. I, was like for some reason, people hated
didn't,
it.
One of the actors, they didn't.
RDJ
didn't,
or maybe, got nominated.
Yeah, thank you. Yeah, it was a huge, huge hit. It was a critically loved. Audiences loved it.
Mm.
What did he look like at the Oscars?
He's definitely in whiteface at that point.
People are like now, like the younger generation is getting mad about it.
They try to, and then everyone just shuts them down. It's very funny.
I don't believe that.
Cycle.
Honestly, I don't believe that.
Don't?
Every time that pops up and I'd look into it, there's like no one saying that they don't like it. It's just an ocean.
Just one TikToker.
Yeah.
Post a video and it'll get some traction.
I mean,
but
there is
everyone
a
in the comments
don't
is
exist
like,
anymore.
Yeah, I think it's like a 99% to one.
Right.
Yeah.
No, it's just one person every couple months will do
They're
it.
They're just finding out about it.
Yeah,
right.
Exactly. Nick, Jim Carrey or Dane Cook?
We can compare Jim Carrey's runs to the Adam Sandler one we have, the Will Ferrell one. Dane Cook's is like one of one. He was the first person to be like born of the internet, it seems. Mm-hmm. That he was almost the first person to take advantage of that. And maybe it wasn't even him. It was those flash animations. The Kool-Aid Man flash animation was the hardest I've ever laughed in my life. I'm going to go Dane Cook just for the uniqueness of it.
Dane Cook, Jay?
I've never been a Dane Cook fan. Jim Carrey, one of my favorite movies, The Truman Show.
Yeah, very good movie.
Give me Jim Carrey.
Mm-hmm. All right, so we're tied up. Kate and Gooch.
Was Eternal Sunshine in this run? Or does it end
after?
Ends at Birch?
I don't know.
Oh, it's absolutely Jim Carrey. I think you guys are insane.
Thank you.
I think that you guys, like, you, Dane Cook is the definition of run. Like, this was a run, and then it just died. Jim Carrey is like a Wayne Gretzky.
He had a rough 2000s.
Dane Cook had a
rough
2000s,
but, like, he still had...
Yeah, but
one step run.
Jim Carrey's like a
Man on the Moon.
It was a full
Jim
decade.
Jim Carrey hasn't had a hit in so long.
It was a
lot. He just didn't.
I don't know if he could. He did that movie Number 23. He's done a lot of shitty movies. He tapped.
I think we all know Jim.
He tapped out.
Yeah, if we base it on measurable success, it would be a boring podcast. Yeah. So I'm going with Dane Cook.
Either way, Jim Carrey gonna win. Seven versus the 10, seven seed.
It's a guy with acne scars that got leading man role fucking Jessica Alba.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm feeling regret.
Number seven seed from Nick, Genghis Khan.
Yeah.
Biggest empire.
Ah, damn.
That was a hell of a run.
Genghis.
Biggest continuous lanar empire in the world.
12 million square miles.
In 25 years.
Africa. Yeah. He did it in 25 years.
25 years. Just 25 years. So pretty damn good run. I think like what there's a percentage of the entire world that is related to him.
Yeah.
Now like more than most.
Because of the.
Yeah. That part wasn't great, but that's arguably the worst part. I can give the nod.
We have one
disapproval for Genghis Khan.
Oh, can we? Oh, yeah.
Damn, I just realized. Yeah.
No. If you say it on the Yak, it has to be taken down immediately. We have like a kill switch now.
For the R word?
Yeah.
What?
More or less.
I did not know that. Sorry.
Oh.
Why is that? Like, other shows we can...
YouTube will, like, bump you.
Other shows don't. Does that happen with the other shows, too? Or is just the Yak is so big you don't want to fuck with
their
it?
Their primary...
All right, hold on. I got it.
Word than see Big Ev's beardless face.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah,
I got
that's
it.
True.
I got it. Hold on. Ready?
Ready?
That was tough.
Because of the grapes.
Yeah, there it is.
Because of the grapes. That's right. There's your cut point. And that's going up against the number 10 seed, Arnie. Little Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I thought you meant grape.
Gilbert Grapes.
Arnie Grape.
From Gilbert.
Younger brother
of eating
Gilbert.
Grape. Holy shit. Hey, there's Caleb.
Oh,
he flipped us off. That was messed up. All right, so Arnold Schwarzenegger, 84 to 11 is what I'm doing here. I know it's a long period, but we'll go through it just to let you know.
His career. This is
no, but
off.
This is
84 to 11?
Wait, just wait for the reasoning.
No, I'm not
wait for the reasoning.
Listen.
The reasoning is Arnold, Terminator, Commando, Predator, Twins, Total Recall, T2, True Lies, Jingle All the Way.
Twins.
And this ends, Jingle All the Way, 96. I think that's when the movies end.
Right.
Then he marries a Kennedy. And then he runs for governor. And then he gets outed in 2011 for having fucked his maid and having an illegitimate child. And that's where the run ends. So the movies are one section of the run.
All right.
And
isn't that like two runs then?
What's that?
Isn't it like two runs for him then, right?
It's like two. It's a one run that's consolidated of two different, totally different things. You know what I mean? Governorship and acting. So they're two separate groups. Because the movies he made while he was becoming a governor and shit, they're awful. So... Mm-hmm. The Arnie of 84 to 11 versus... Does it make more sense now?
Don't like it.
Not really.
It's not career like from... It. It's career filmography combined with governorship.
Sure.
Okay. So Arnold Schwarzenegger versus Genghis Khan. Jay.
I would like to base my vote on Klemmer's Schwarzenegger impression.
You're not allowed to say get to the chopper.
Mm.
Or nobody wants a booster doll.
Or Turbo Man.
Gotta do it. Stephen Che, you got the vote for me. Don't forget. Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Oh, we're going to cut that one.
Oh, sensor bar.
Cut that one.
There was an E, not an I. Yeah, there's an E, not
I
an
think
I.
They're being harsh on you. That was fine.
Thank you.
That's pretty good. Yeah. I'm going to go Schwarzenegger.
All right. Arnie gets one. Nick?
It's Genghis Khan.
I got to look at his Wikipedia.
0.2% of the world is related to him directly?
I don't support that.
On account of the grapes.
What a run. Yeah, he conquered more than Rome did in its entire history in 25 years.
Mm-hmm. Clemmer?
Schwarzenegger couldn't even be a good governor of California. It's Genghis Khan.
Genghis Khan.
I like how he became the governor.
Yeah.
That's pretty impressive.
Ronald Reagan became the president.
I don't know. Becoming
the governor, he's a politician.
He was an actor.
He was an actor before he was a politician.
He was?
Yeah.
Jesus,
he was in Westerns and shit.
Yes.
I didn't know that. The one thing I can't stop thinking about is the statue of Genghis Khan.
Yeah, and in Ulaanbaatar, it's massive.
And that is probably the least important thing in his whole Rolodex.
He didn't want a statue. He doesn't even want to know where he didn't
want
to tell people where he's
buried. No one knows where he's buried.
Yeah.
But
humble king.
Yeah, very humble. I don't know how you can dwarf Genghis Khan in this scenario. Even as the Terminator, these are all fictional, fake, fairy tale things. We're talking about a real ass motherfucker.
He wasn't even born to wealth. He was like an outcast, and he started small, taking over other like
tribes.
And tribes. Yeah.
I got respect for him. You're kind of getting like close to Stan territory.
I stan Genghis Khan and Kublai a little bit.
Kublai's a beast. You ever watch Marco Polo on Netflix?
No.
Pretty good show.
No.
Yeah, I gotta go Genghis.
Genghis? AB?
I'm reading his Wikipedia. Yeah, he's gonna be hard to beat.
Great name.
Say, look at the statue. I know you
humongous.
Mentioned it. It's amazing. Like no conqueror of a country has that. You know what I mean? Like there's no Napoleon statue that's like massive in France.
It's just so cool looking.
It's amazing.
Yeah. It's just
him on a horse.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like crazy. It's crazy that some names last and some don't. Right? Like John is in the Bible forever, but Genghis. No,
until I pop a little one out.
Yeah. Genghis
right.
Tarani.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's going to be confusing.
Yeah, terrible.
Oh, it's actually a pretty good name.
So, KB, are you going with Genghis?
Yes.
Genghis?
I don't know anything about Genghis Khan.
Mm. He took over all of... He made it all the way to Europe. He had all of Asia.
All of Asia.
He was like
You know where Mongolia is?
It's conquered. It's
like, I know.
Right, how many bodies does he have?
Kills?
Kills.
Kills in history.
Like millions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Most.
Jeez.
I don't know. I'm going Arnie.
They would catapult kids.
I'm friends with his son, so I'm going to be disrespectful if I...
Oh, you're friends with Banyas? Or what?
Oh, Patrick.
That's a bathhouse.
Oh, Patrick. Oh, that's not as cool. His kid he had by the maid.
Yeah.
Jacked.
It looks exactly like him, doesn't it?
It looks exactly like him, yeah. And the other two kids, like, one's kind of a slob and the other is Patrick.
Patrick, like, okay. He dated, like, Miley Cyrus back in the day. He was, like, in the scene.
Mm-hmm.
He's a nice fella.
Nothing's more suspicious when your maid has a child that looks exactly like
well, that's literally how he got...
Yeah.
He got caught, yeah.
That's
yeah,
how
yeah.
they figured it out.
I have a thought. I'm curious as to your guys' take. I think True Lies is the best Arnie movie.
That was just awesome.
T2 is very good. True Lies is very good.
I also don't think I've ever seen a Schwarzenegger movie.
Never seen, like, Terminator?
You've seen The Expendables.
No,
I haven't seen that. I haven't seen Terminator. I have seen Jingle All the Way, like, 50 times.
You've seen True Lies?
I haven't seen True Lies.
Kindergarten Cop?
Haven't seen
Predator.
I've never seen
Predator. I haven't seen Predator.
Predators all time.
Oh.
Jamie Lee Curtis has
none of those.
Great scene in that.
Serious moment in True Lies.
Yes.
Yes. Commando. I love Commando. Serious soft spot.
I know what you're saying.
It's a line of one liners.
You'd be shocked.
Well, I got to check.
You'd be shocked.
So Genghis Khan gonna move on. Now we have the 2 versus the 15 last matchup. 2 is Tom Hanks in the 90s. Tom Hanks in the 90s, League of Their Own, Sleepless in Seattle, Philadelphia, Forrest Gump, Toy Story, Apollo 13, That Thing You Do, Saving Private Ryan, and You've Got Mail. 4 Best Actor noms, 2 wins during this period, and became like the household actor name. And that's going up against number 15 seed. This was a suggestion from Robbie Fox, and I agree with it. Conor McGregor, because Conor McGregor, 2013 to 17, he went from a nobody that nobody knew at all. 9-1, the highest paid fighter. You could not avoid him anywhere he went. And then 2017 loses to Floyd Mayweather. And then that's it, basically. Like, he's still famous, obviously. But, like, the run of him being just knocking the fuck out
he
of
it. Was everywhere, yeah.
Everywhere you went. And obviously launched a whiskey brand out of it and all of that. So we'll start with you, Mush. Conor McGregor versus Tom Hanks.
Jeremy Lin should have been on the...
Insanity was in our plane at first, but it was, it's 2 months. Not even.
Yeah, but that run
was a run, though.
Kenjack's minimum is a decade for a run.
Dude, it's, when D'Antoni resigned, that was the end of it. And that was a month after he started playing.
That was
a crazy run, though.
Yeah.
A sprint.
Damn, this is tough for me because I'm a in my head at least, a known Tom Hanks hater.
Really?
Yeah. You mean in your...
I didn't have a single...
I don't think I've ever really told anybody
on Tom Hanks.
That.
Yeah. You're a closeted Tom Hanks.
Like,
what do you dislike about him?
I just don't think he's good. I just... every movie he's in upsets me. Like,
Toy Story?
I don't know. I didn't know he was in that.
Saving Private Ryan?
He's Woody.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. I really did not know that.
I don't think that's crazy. Yeah, like animated movies.
Well, I don't know who Buzz Lightyear is. Who's Buzz Lightyear?
Tim Allen.
I don't pay attention.
Oh yeah.
Voices when I'm. Anyway,
you've seen Saving Private Ryan.
Yeah, that one's fine.
Castaway.
Good.
Saving Private Ryan's a really
Castaway
good movie.
He's talking to a volleyball the entire time.
That's not part of this technically. Oh, 2000.
Yeah. And he really upset me in Elvis.
Oh, this is not part of that run.
Part of Elvis.
I know. Just upset me. I'm going McGregor.
On McGregor.
McGregor he still is one of the most famous people.
Just not
that just his career,
out.
Though?
Yeah, just his, not a great fighter anymore, I guess.
Is that his career?
No, because he's had years after that.
Yeah, okay. Just a lot of losses after
that. Yeah, that's why I'm going with McGregor, too, because his was a run.
Like, meteoric rise.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm in the same boat. I mean, Tom Hanks, those movies are all insane. Obviously, he's like one of the most well-known best actors the last however long. But, like, McGregor's whole thing was that, like, he had a moment, and I've never seen someone capitalize, like, so consistently and so aggressively on their moment. So I think, to me, that's, like, the most impressive run, where it's, like, for 4 years, he was just so aggressively, like, pursuing and consistently winning. It was just so impressive.
Think about it now, though. Like, there's really good fighters. Like, everyone knows it, but, like, right. No one has taken it as, like, that's the guy of the UFC.
Yeah, and the part that's impressive to me is that it's one thing to be an incredible athlete, but it's another thing where I would argue that his game off, out of the octagon is second to none. Like,
all-time shit talker.
Yeah.
He was
so
good.
Every time.
He was so good at just every aspect of it. Like, the shit talking, the persona, like, the way he conducted himself, the outfits he wore, like everything about it was like a fairy tale.
Even his tattoos became
tattoos, exactly. Like the tattoos, everything about it, like his whole story, how he talked, like everything about it. So yeah,
accent was a cheat code.
Yeah.
I wonder what the, I don't know what the numbers are, but like what he contributed to UFC's rise to prominence.
Huge percentage.
And he had to be a massive trunk.
Huge percentage.
I didn't know shit about UFC until Conor McGregor became a thing. And everyone's like, no way he talks all this shit and wins this game, this match, knocks the guy out in a round.
I think like two of my three favorite sporting like live watching moments have been McGregor fights.
Yeah.
Like, and I don't, if you're in a bar, like a good bar, and a McGregor fight's on and he beats the brakes off someone and all the hype, I can't think of
it. He won in like 40 seconds or whatever that was. Everyone that like that's when he was like top.
Yes,
and then obviously he started throwing. I mean, him and what was the biggest fight of ever?
And like lost, him versus Mayweather would be the number one.
The one he lost,
the Filipino
Khabib.
Yeah, that was like,
and that was right after the Mayweather loss. So like those two are consolidated.
Yeah,
that's the end of the run. But yeah, I think like the fact that he had got that many people interested in a sport that they otherwise didn't know anything about is crazy. And the speed of it is also insane, but also it's going against Hanks. So Clemmer.
Yeah. I feel bad. I didn't understand this when I give you nominations, because Mike Tyson should be on here somewhere. Babe Ruth should be on here somewhere, but they're not. So I'm going to go with Tom Hanks. Like, Mike Tyson to me was the greatest, but you talk about stuff about McGregor. I feel like Tyson did it just as well. The only thing difference is like McGregor was a burgeoning sport. Like, it was brand new, and like he helped get UFC off the ground, where boxing already was.
Dude, some of the promos he'd cut when he would just get in front of a mic were the one where he says he wishes that some of these guys had kids so he could kick them in the head. Like, the things that came out of his mouth would every time shock me. The one where he goes on that whole spewing spree, it's like pretty hateful. And then he just ends it with, "Praise be to Allah." And everyone's like, "What the fuck?" Pretty amazing.
Yeah. Was that the commentator he shit talk? Do you remember he goes after this commentator? He's like, "If you knew what the fuck you were talking about, then you'd come and fight me," or something. I forget.
Tyson?
Yeah.
Tyson went after Jim Gray.
Yeah.
I know that. And a lot of guys did, though. So. Yeah.
All right. Sorry, Nick, you're saying?
I wonder how many UFC fans credit their fandom to Conor McGregor.
Mm-hmm.
With that being said, we're using his career, it seems. Tom Hanks, people still look at him as this amazing actor. Has he put out anything good? Has he been good in 20 years?
Sully?
He got nominated for a Mr. Rogers movie.
Mr. Rogers is the best movie he made in the last like two decades.
And like than, Sully, like Chase said.
Catch Me If You Can, he's really good.
That was like 2001, though.
Yeah.
He is. Him and Cruz are the only two people left that can seem to like headline a movie with just their name.
Caprio?
Three people, okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's not many movie stars left.
No. Not many solo movie stars.
No.
And he's somehow still one of them after not a really good track record. So, and it's because of that run. So I'm going to go with that.
It really isn't movie stars.
No. It's Tom Cruise.
It really is not. It's no. Like now who stars Tom Cruise now?
The last movie
all
star.
Like five, six people in it.
I mean, The Rock, stars? As much as I don't like The Rock, like he can still get asses.
You know, he's like a product. He's not really a movie star.
How many actors are left where their name can be larger than the title of the movie on the poster?
I would say possibly Joaquin.
But he didn't sell tickets. He put out a movie no one saw.
No one even knew he fingered, but Eva Mendez.
You fingered Eva Mendez.
No one remembers that.
Is it Leo?
No one even knows it happened.
Leo, yeah, for sure.
Yeah. Every movie he's in is massive. Yeah. Like, he doesn't do like some indie picture that no one watches.
I think Chalamet is kind of close, honestly.
Getting there.
Even then, like his... Like
Kevin Hart has a specific, like...
Yes, Kevin Hart puts asses in seats, yeah.
But also, he's another, like, product versus movie star, you know? Yeah. So, Che, it's 3-2 in favor of McGregor.
I feel like we're forgetting someone huge.
Brad Pitt is...
That's...
Brad Pitt had that movie.
He does a lot of smaller movies.
Like Bullet Train.
Yeah,
like,
that made some money.
Yeah.
It was fire, but I don't...
Clooney. But he fucks around. He was, like, the invisible guy in Deadpool. Leo doesn't do that.
Do, like, killing them softly.
We also just know... Like, won't even touch a franchise movie.
Oh.
He's very serious about the film.
Deadpool is a kind of whack franchise movie. But.
Yeah.
Che.
So I enter names into my phone with like first initial, last name. Tom Hanks would be Thanks in my phone. T.Hanks. So I'm going with him.
I have no idea what he just said.
That was awesome.
That was good.
Over explanation for
that had, oh, in context, that had in context nothing to do with the criteria of. I'm not hating.
There's really no rules in this show.
I know. I'm not hating. That just...
Yeah, so everyone on my phone, for the most part, is first initial, last name. So really? If Tom Hanks was in my phone, it would be...
It's always, no matter what, it's not...
If it's like my family members, it'll be like their names, but
yeah,
outside of that.
So McGregor's would be CM Gregor, so CMC. You McCaffrey guy?
Gregor, no.
So like Nixus and Tirani?
Yep.
Makes sense. All right. Gooch and Kate, who are you picking?
McGregor.
McGregor going to move on. 15 seed upset. All right.
I like that. I like that.
Now we're going to run through our playoffs.
You guys know when the Mighty Ducks came out that the Mighty Ducks NHL franchise accounted for 98% of merch sales?
Jesus.
Really?
Wow.
I remember San Jose Sharks had a big, but not big not like that, though. That's crazy.
What if I said yes?
Yeah, Nick, what if?
I think Conor McGregor was that to the UFC.
Mm-hmm. I'd agree with that.
Do they do like UFC jerseys? Like, that's not a thing, right?
I think you buy the shorts.
Shorts?
Dude, no.
I have no idea.
Buy the shorts. Yeah.
You shock me sometimes, man.
That might be a thing. I got no idea.
I was with you, Ken Jack. I was like, oh, the shorts must be popular.
Makes sense. They all wear shorts.
I don't know.
Lumbers would look like basketball shorts. You'd look like AI.
It would look like your
90s basketball.
Playing against shorts. The professor in the and one league.
Yeah.
Him and Sham God.
Yeah, sounds good.
Okay, we can go through our playoffs. Kanye versus Adam Sandler.
Oof. That's a
Jay.
Whew.
Sandler's Jewish, so a real fight.
Yeah.
That's true. I didn't think about that.
It's a grudge match, right?
Yeah, seriously.
Jeez. Go with Kanye.
Go with Kanye. Nick?
I'll go Kanye.
Shout out the old Kanye.
Oh, no.
Kanye?
Yeah, I mean, for some of that run, Jim Carrey was the bigger comedy star, so I got to go Kanye.
Got to go Kanye.
Oh, my God. I didn't expect all that. This is tough. Fuck. Kanye versus
Sandler,
the Sandman.
SNL. Billy Madison, Happy Gilmore, Wedding Singer, Dirty Work, The Waterboy, Big Daddy.
I kind of got to give it to Sandman, dude. Mm. Mostly because he's managed to at least stay tethered to this earth, which I know is not part of the criteria, but I got to go Sandman.
Sandman?
In my world, Kanye was competing with Lil Wayne and Eminem at that time. Shit. Adam Sandler in the comedy world was the god.
Oh, Jim Carrey was.
To me.
Okay. Oh, I understand. Okay, I'm sorry.
So Adam Sandler.
Wow. 3-2 in favor of Kanye. Mush?
I'm going Adam Sandler.
I'm going
Adam Sandler.
Room is split.
And more, again, to me, Adam Sandler was like the only... Those movies were iconic no matter what.
Yeah, and you don't even necessarily like... I feel like you like the bad ones he does.
Yeah, like That's My Boy.
Yeah, exactly. That's,
well, that's your favorite movie, isn't
it? It's unbelievable.
I always bring that up. It's bad.
It's one of the best movies.
What's the other ones? Like,
that is an incest plot.
Like, what's the one he's doing recently?
Chuck and Larry is what I think you're trying to...
No. The one with Aniston that's on Netflix now.
Mystery one.
Murder Mystery. Yeah.
Never like they do huge numbers on Netflix. They do like really well.
Really?
It's so bad. It's so funny.
We talking about That's My Boy?
Andy Samberg a lot.
The funniest part of that was Andy Samberg having the New Kids on the Block tattoo on his back that stretched out because he made him get
his heads are fucking warped.
Yeah. And the Rex Ryan cameo.
Rex Ryan's unbelievable in it.
Perfect amount of scruff.
When did Axe become a douchebag thing? There's so many lines in that. It's incredible.
All right, so Gooch and Kate.
What happens when you lock 18 coworkers in an office for 1 week to compete for $250,000 of cash? This is Surviving Barstool Season 5, presented by Rumble Premium. Each episode releases 3 hours early, so get it ad-free before anyone else, only when you join Rumble Premium. Surviving Barstool premieres Sunday, August 9th at 5 p.m. on Rumble Premium, and everywhere else at 8 p.m.
I would have gone Sandler, but when you look at the Ye run, I mean, he married Kim K and he saved Adidas at the same. I mean, like, I think you have to go Kanye.
Yeah.
Did you code switch for this answer?
Yeah.
The way you were did a little bit.
You did.
Talking like I used to talk on Facebook.
That JavaScript was half written right there.
And Kate, you're Kanye too?
Sandler is very iconic and I think more likable, but Kanye really changed the music industry.
You think Sandler's more likable?
Too.
Yeah.
Okay. You think Sandler's more likable than Kanye West? It's a tough take, but we'll see how it plays.
A firing Clemmer.
I think him dressing like a slob's kind of a try-hard move.
So I hate
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah. People are turning on that. I agree.
I agree, because when he was on the red carpet with Jennifer Aniston, he's like wearing his big sweatshirt. It's like, dude, you don't have to look like that.
At start, I liked it. I think after a certain point, it's like, you don't need to do this anymore.
Larry David always wears the same exact thing. That's fine. But he's like, his sweatshirts are getting bigger on him. And I hate
more wrinkled, dirtier, yes. And not a single color match.
Yes. Like, yeah. He's trying to be like that now.
Michael Jordan versus Britney Spears. Mush.
Oh, wow.
I'm Michael Jordan. Britney Spears, I don't know. It just didn't, I know how big she is. It just didn't do much for me.
Michael Jordan, KB.
Yeah, come on.
It's very tough.
Who were the other big names in sports at the time? Who was he competing with?
90s?
Wayne Gretzky.
Yeah, Gretzky would be the big one. Baseball, who would it be?
Baseball, you have Maguire, and you have that whole thing, you know.
Oh, that Maguire run was.
Yeah.
I mean, that was the only, it was only 1 year, though. Jordan had the whole decade.
Sosa.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That was a great,
steroids and baseball run.
Yeah.
That was awesome.
That was so cool.
Yeah.
That was the best, man.
No.
Steroids.
No. Ruined record books. Yeah. No.
Oh, my record book.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I do impressions.
This guy who's bringing an actual book to write.
Imagine if someone ruined Pokemon.
It did ruin Pokemon.
And how do you feel about that?
I don't care.
You don't care at all?
No.
I care very much.
You really care about steroids that much?
Yes.
So like Barry Bonds is like one of the best players to ever watch.
Inarguably.
Baseball.
Makes me so angry because he would have been a Hall of Famer without it. You know exactly when he started taking it.
Exactly what's wrong with baseball and why it'll never grow is you. You're the problem.
Yeah.
Stat sheets.
Who, you don't want to see the best players hit?
I do. Why do they have to do it with steroids? They did it before.
They were crushing them.
Yeah, that was so awesome.
Dude, they were holding the
heads. Like,
the baseball bat looked like a toothpick.
There's nothing better than looking at Barry Bonds on the Pirates and then when he was on the Giants.
Everyone forgets. See, all the people that love this weren't around for it. You had a lot of like 14 to 7 games that were boring as fuck. It wasn't that great of a...
All right, hold on, dude. We're not watching We're not... No one cares about that. Yeah, no.
Well, when you were...
A couple of games were 14 to 7. Rudy,
yeah. No, there were more than a couple. The games were ugly as shit.
You just 14 to 7?
More scoring is more entertaining.
Yeah, I would have loved that.
It's boring, I'm telling you.
Imagine fans. I would kill to see a 14 to 7 game.
I wouldn't, because by the 8th inning, you're like, I know what's going to happen.
Because you know they have the ability to score 7 runs.
Like, really, it wasn't
the guy
fun.
Who plays MLB The Show and only pitches.
Mm. Oh, yeah. I love being a starting pitcher at MLB The Show.
I'm actually going to defend you on that.
Okay, what about
pitching
this?
Fun? Yeah, that's kind of cool.
In Madden, he only runs the ball.
I don't like passing. I like to run.
That's insane. That's insane.
That's crazy.
I
hate passing in Madden. I get so mad about
it. You do. You pass on fourth down, third down.
You can run very well by running.
I would watch that, Clemmer. I would actually watch you only run it if you streamed it and you made a character based on yourself same height and weight as a runner.
Do that, Clemmer.
I do that for the other show. I have someone orchestrate.
I don't think their weight slider goes down that low.
It doesn't. No, it doesn't go down as low.
Yeah.
Like Che runs because it's like better for like to change up the defense, but not every play.
Yeah, it's fun to
you
do.
You really do every
not every play. I mixed in throws when I have to, but I don't like it. And I'm always framing with throwing interception.
I
get so upset if I throw.
All right, I'll do one bubble screen. That's it.
And a lot of them are just honestly, most of my passes are just tosses to the running back. Open. I can get like 7 yards and boom, right back at it again, baby.
Run.
I'll play anyone in Madden and do it, and I do pretty well.
Imagine, no one wants to do that.
Imagine getting against him on live, like
I'd
a
be
random
livid.
Guy. Oh my god!
Yeah, you get mad because you know you're gonna lose.
It's the easiest guy to play against.
You have to
like
bump
the
up.
80 Ducks merch sales in the NHL.
Time of game, you can't do what they give you. You have to bump it up like 4 minutes a quarter because.
What defense would you run against that in Madden, Jay?
Engage.
4-3, pinch tight, stack the linebackers to a side, and then bring a safety down.
Game over.
What do you do when I start passing it?
4 yards.
You don't know how to.
I know I can. I just don't like it.
Yeah. You wouldn't.
That's fucking crazy to me. So Jordan versus Brittany. Rudy?
Jordan clearly is the winner here, but I have Brittany tatted on me with the Pelosi's, so I got to go Brittany.
There's a Pelosi on you, too?
Ooh, Pelosi's.
Ooh, Pelosi's?
Yeah. Pelosi. Not her face, but...
Oh, okay. Now I know.
It was actually really close to being Nancy Pelosi that was tatted on me, but it's Britney.
Clemmer?
It's Britney Spears owned a very small part of time. Michael Jordan owned the world. It's Jordan.
Jordan?
That's Jordan.
Jordan's going to win, but Che?
You'd be in 3rd and 8 all day, so you'd have to pass, and you just pass the running back.
No,
just
3rd and 8, bullshit, motherfucker. You don't know how good I can run.
You'll run on 3rd and 8.
No. You got to pass. But I'm not happy about doing it.
Got to pass.
Oh, you're saying you'd never get into 3rd and 8 because
right.
You're so good at running.
Wait, who are you playing with?
I like to have teams that have good running backs.
That makes perfect sense, actually.
But that's usually what I and also I have to have a decent quarterback because if I throw interception, I get so mad. That's the thing is it takes the I get so
welcome to the world of throwing interceptions. We all hate it.
Yeah, I know, but it's just it enrages me so much I can't enjoy the game. Like Madden is such an emotional ride for me. Like,
is that why you don't hit? Because like if you strike out, it just gets you that mad.
No, pitching's fun because you think about all right. Because the game's smart now. If you throw the guy the fastball, you do it again the second time up, he'll know. And you mix in change ups. I like it's like a puzzle you put together when you're pitching. It's fun. I like that. The running in Madden is only emotionally based.
Mm. Little juiced up guy takes you 650. Ed Center.
Yeah, McGuire.
This is why I don't like playing in the late 90s in my baseball sim. It's not accurate.
Will you not draft Barry Bonds in your sim?
I will, but I tell him not to use steroids. Because if you...
Yeah, mods.
Okay, Chris. Yeah.
Oh, it's my universe. It's like, he says in his world, and I'm my world...
Barry, come here, let me talk to you.
You know the exact time when Barry Bonds used steroids. It's in the book Game of Shadows. You can check it out. It's right after 1998. So you know anything before 98 is legitimate. So that's all you need to base the stats off with him.
Yeah, and then he got cooler after 1998.
That's not when Canseco ratted everyone, is it?
No, it was after. Canseco ratted everyone after. After he got blackballed from baseball in 2000.
He's ratted on everybody.
But the reason Bonds used steroids is because he saw the attention McGuire and Sosa got. He says, why the fuck am I doing this legitimately? I can go get this attention too.
I agree. Worked out for him.
Well, not really. He's not in the Hall of Fame, but.
Oh, he's going to be so upset. He's one of the, everyone knows Barry Bonds.
Everyone knew him before, and he won 3 MVPs.
In history, everybody is just pro Bonds, it seems, besides.
Once, like, the
well, he's not in the Hall of Fame, so there's a lot of people that are anti-Bonds.
He missed. Is it impossible now? Is he out?
He has to get invited to the Veterans Committee, and they rejected him already once.
Once the current Hall voters die, no, then the new ones come in. I feel like they'll be good.
Well, now it's just players and executives that vote for it. I don't think they're going to vote for me. And maybe, you know, when we're, really? You know, like 50 years from now, maybe, but. I mean,
Baseball Hall of Fame's a joke.
That's awesome. It's the greatest place in the world, but
it's a joke.
Have you ever been? Oh, you played there, right?
I've been there.
You've been in the museum. You've been to the plaque room.
I have a record there, you skinny rat.
You have a record of Cooperstown?
Yeah, I do. Most putouts in a week.
What does that mean? What is a putout?
Shorts like getting a ground ball thrown.
Oh, for the Cooperstown Dreams Park.
Yep.
Nice. Still I remember there. Their record book on their website. I want it to be on it so bad.
Hey, your name is still there?
Still on it.
We should go to Cooperstown. I want you to point that out to me. I'll pick it.
Every time we do
one of
these shows, we're going to go somewhere.
I'll show you after.
Che, Jordan versus Kanye.
Michael Jordan.
Jordan versus Kanye. Jordan won.
Jordan.
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 It's got to be Jordan.
Jordan.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah.
The one person that Kanye doesn't have sneakers over.
Yeah. True. Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's entire beats racket. Him in every category. Yeah.
Okay, Jim Carrey versus the PlayStation 2.
Did Jordan never try music? A lot of people did. Did he ever?
Probably. I don't know. He had a number one movie,
Shaq
though.
Shaq did.
Yeah. Space Jam.
Oh, yeah. Was that even part of that? Was Space Jam a part
it's
of this?
In that
was 90s.
Oh, yeah. That was 90s.
God. Yeah.
Yeah.
He might have. I don't really know.
Don't Prime Lola, too.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Jim Carrey versus PlayStation 2. PS2. Yeah. KB.
Versus
Jim Carrey.
PS2.
PS2? Rudy?
Jim Carrey is great, but he can never do so the PlayStation 2. PlayStation 2. Dead.
PS2?
I'll go with Carrey, so it's not unanimous.
Jim Carrey.
PS2 had so much thought put into it. As like a young OCD boy, and when you could put it on its side or its top, you could turn the little logo. It had a hinge, so it was the logo was always the right side up.
Sound when you turn it on.
Was yours black or gray?
Black.
Nice.
With the with the blue little triangle that you.
Pretty sure they had gray ones.
The original PlayStation was.
Yeah, the OG one was very.
I tripping.
Gray.
They had white. They had the white slim.
I tripping.
Yeah.
Sorry, I was just tripping.
What I call Clemmer.
Slim.
I will go with PS2.
PS2, Jay.
PlayStation.
PlayStation, PS2 going to win. On the other side, Conor McGregor versus Genghis Khan. A fight I'd like to see, actually.
Yeah, that's a good
contest.
Physical contest, yeah.
No horses, though.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
I'll go Conor, just so I'm a little bit more familiar.
I'll go Khan.
Go Khan.
Genghis.
Genghis.
I went Khan with a K.
Yeah, I assumed.
I'm picturing that if they actually did meet in person, and I think that Genghis Khan would actually be like, oh, wow, this guy is actually pretty psychotic. It's like maybe one of the few people that might be
Genghis Khan killed over 1 million people.
Yeah, but I do believe that if Conor McGregor, if you flipped their roles in history, I think Conor McGregor could be capable of some similar atrocities.
Yeah, you might be right.
And just based on like the seizing the moment, I would say I have to go McGregor.
Can I go McGregor? Mush?
I'm going McGregor. I'm going McGregor because fighting talk is the most boring talk because all they do is said, I'm going to knock you out. But he would find different ways to insult them that you'd like leave your jaw dropped and just be like, oh, this guy's incredible.
The best part was at the actual fight, he would knock them out.
Yes. And he would also do it what he said. Mm-hmm. Like, sometimes guys just like, oh, I'm going to knock him out in the second round. It's like, you don't believe that.
Yeah.
He believed it.
They'd be so scared trying to do it. And he's just like literally knows he's going to knock them
yes,
out.
Yes, exactly what he's going to do. He'll tell you how he's going to do it too.
Yeah. Gooch and Kate, McGregor versus Genghis Khan.
Gooch and Kate.
Genghis Khan.
Thank you.
Genghis Khan. Genghis Khan versus the PlayStation 2.
Now this.
This is tricky.
It's trickier. Marty.
I don't fucking know, man. PS2?
This is my favorite matchup we've ever gotten.
This is the epitome of the show.
Yeah.
Yes.
For Genghis Khan with the PlayStation.
Yeah, I'm going PS2. Yeah,
PS2, Rudy.
When I thinking about this, I would say, yeah, Genghis Khan conquered millions of square miles or whatever and killed millions of people, was one of the most influential people in the history of the world. In the PlayStation 2, if you racked up the amount of bodies people stacked in the entirety of Grand Theft Auto, it would dwarf Genghis Khan. And in that world, anything is possible.
Genghis Khan was an atrocious murderer, but PlayStation 2 taught kids to be that.
Yeah.
Yes.
Have you ever played State of Emergency?
No.
You just shoot up a mall.
Oh, never mind. What was the alien game?
Oh, right? Similar to the Modern Warfare 2 airport mission.
Much like it.
Yeah. So in terms of that, I have to go PlayStation.
PlayStation. I wonder what Genghis Khan would react with if you showed him a PlayStation 2.
He would love Grand Theft Auto.
He would like Guitar Hero.
You think so?
Yeah.
Expound.
And Tony Hawk's Underground 2.
No, he'd like Sitar Hero. That was the country.
Sitar Hero, yeah.
I think
yeah.
Those like mass killers back in the day, if we just gave them Grand Theft Auto, they wouldn't have actually done it in real life.
I think they would have just got better ideas.
Got better.
Yeah. Yeah.
They would have been like, I never thought I could use a golf club.
Didn't like the 9/11 guys like use a fight simulator? It was a video
That's
game.
How they taught themselves to fly, right?
Yeah. That was also part of the inspiration to do that. So like, I think the video games would have helped Genghis become even more evil.
Yeah. Of all the games to have an actual body count, flight sim being up there is rough. So we're doing Genghis Khan versus the PlayStation 2.
Wow.
Yeah.
Who was so the PS2 had Xbox as an unworthy competitor. Who did Genghis Khan have?
Every rest of the world unworthy.
Who was like the top emperor?
Chinese dynasties.
This is what like the,
Europe.
What years are we talking about?
1200s.
His reign ended when the Black Plague started.
Yeah, it's
like the Mongolian Empire as a whole.
Yeah, and I feel like he could curse you.
Well, Kublai took over and also did very well. Did
really well.
I had an Xbox and I thought it was the same thing, pretty much, now that I think about it.
Mm. No way you did.
It was pretty much the same.
So you're going to go with...
Except you only liked... The
games it was different.
There was primarily Halo.
Weren't the games different?
Did you play Fable?
And I loved Halo. It's one of the best games ever.
I get that, but I'm saying like in terms of like
but the Tony Hawk's Underground was the same. I'm going to go Genghis Khan.
Genghis Khan.
I got to run. I got to go. I'm going to go PS2. PS2 next round, and then Jordan.
PS2, PS2 next round, then Jordan. Next round is the finals anyway, so Clemmer.
Yeah, if this was against the original 8-bit Nintendo, I have to say the video game system. But it's not. Genghis Khan was an innovator. You gotta go with
him. He's not wrong, I guess.
Yeah, no, he's 100% correct. Genghis Khan.
I was going to say the loading screen alone. Oh, loading screen alone, Nick.
That just made me so happy.
I'm sorry I talked.
Great sound.
I'm sorry I talked during it. Do it again. I'm sorry. I just got so excited.
Good.
I'm really sorry.
Oh.
Wait for the secondary part.
Oh. And then you're just controlling Sora, killing that, people with Goofy.
With that noise, you know you're about to sit down.
That's the Xbox opening.
Xbox is good, too.
Yeah, no, like nobody even knows what that sounds like.
Yeah, I know. I know. It's good. It's good.
What's that alien noise?
I want to listen to it. No, they have a good one. It is legit.
That's kind of fun.
Wait, no, that's not it.
That's not it.
That's not it at all.
Wait, this is it. Oh, yeah, it was too aggressive.
I did not know that was it.
I liked it. I did like
this. It's kind of good.
It's a good one. I like that.
Tap my toe, dude.
The other one, the PlayStation one sounds mystical. It's great.
Yeah, what was that?
Opens a whole new world.
What was the one that was like PlayStation?
I'll give you one guess.
Well, what was that? What was that used?
Which one was that?
When did PlayStation. When did they say that line?
Yeah, PS1?
PS1.
Right? That was just PS1?
Yeah. PlayStation.
Yeah. But I remember it more recently.
I think maybe commercials, right?
Commercials, yes.
The Sega one was sick.
Oh, Sega had a good one, yeah.
Sega.
The Sega. No, this one. Even the GameCube one.
Whoa. Yeah, that would be saying Sega in the commercial.
Yeah, that. Yeah.
That's fire. That's fire.
Yeah.
Wii had a good one, right? Remember, right?
No. It was groovy as hell, their music. Yeah.
Nintendo.
GameCube was good.
What's GameCube's? I don't remember.
It was the, like, making the logo?
Yeah, no. The GameCube one was
done.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, that was
you guys Wii people?
No, really.
My brother got one. I didn't.
I feel like a little bit. Really,
it's kind of aged out.
I was too, but like you would like play tennis once, and you'd be like, "I'm good."
Yeah, you're like, I understand it.
Yeah, I'm like, it's also exhausted.
I wish I could sit down.
Yeah.
Wait, can somebody play Game Boys?
Oh, that one was good.
Game Boys, or was it Game Boy Advance that had the really good one? I forget.
Game Boy. I don't remember Game Boy.
Game Boys was ding.
Like one.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Such a PSP person. And
I loved it.
PSP was great.
Best.
It was great.
My brother looked up porn on my PSP.
Everybody
pulled big time.
Yeah, we talk about this so often, but yeah.
It's the screen, you couldn't change it to vertical, so you had to choose whether you want to look at pussy or tits. I was a tit man. That's how I realized. I like tits more than pussy.
Ditto. All right. Ditto.
PS2, we're going to move on. PS2.
I mean, if you're comparing tits to pussy,
isn't that the big debate?
Biggest more than Jordan.
It's just a pussy man.
A pussy man.
That's so funny. Yeah.
Dude, I've never met a pussy man.
Yeah. But aren't we all?
This is,
I don't think.
No, way.
Not really.
It's like, who's pussy above tits and ass?
Nobody.
Who's that guy I posted the European Aaron Rodgers looking dude who was like, you must look at your partner's pussy. You must glare at it.
Probably you.
That's a you thing. Yeah. That's
probably you posted that.
Oh, I posted it. I was saying,
that's a population of one that town.
Yeah. Michael
Boys,
Jordan.
Why are we debating tits and ass when there's a third right there?
Michael Jordan versus the PlayStation 2, Nick.
Not all kids liked basketball, but everybody liked at the time. Everybody was gaming. PS2.
PS2.
Oh, I don't know. Michael Jordan was transcendent. I mean,
you could play as Michael Jordan on the PS2.
Michael Jordan's the answer here. I'm sorry. Michael Jordan in the 90s was, I've never seen anything like it.
Michael Jordan? Rudy?
Oh, God. I can't pretend like Jordan. Was as big of a deal to me.
You just say what you just text us.
Said pussy's the Kobe of the
tits.
Tits.
It really is. There's always one dude at the fucking barbershop. What about pussy?
Can't forget about pussy. You can't exclude pussy from.
I wonder if there's a girl
changing
version.
His number is when it went from like bush to shaved.
I wonder if there's like a girl version of the bracket somewhere that debates that with guys. Like, what do they even debate? It's definitely not cock and balls.
No.
They're not in the pantheon.
We don't offer a lot.
Yeah, we like nothing.
At all.
At all, period. Rudy.
Personally, it has to be the PlayStation. Michael Jordan obviously is insane. But the PlayStation, I think, is just like a... I'll tell you what, Jordan doesn't have sequels.
Yeah, he does.
Who?
Michael Jordan?
Yeah.
What are his sequels?
He had a three-peat. He retired,
no
came
Michael
back,
Jordan
and had
two.
Another
there's
three-peat.
No Michael Jordan 2 that's
also,
better than Michael Jordan.
He was too good to play in Space Jam 2. That was a sequel to opportunity.
Yeah.
Well,
he got the PlayStation 3, which was possibly maybe a step down. PlayStation 4.
At least PS4 I heard was good. Great.
Incredible.
Great. Right.
And so simply by that fact, it's hard for me to take Jordan. I got to go PlayStation from a personal level.
That was my. That was the first time I ever played a game online. SOCOM.
Yeah, SOCOM
like,
3.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It was the first time I played a game online. I was like, this changes everything ever.
Mm. I owned a pair of fake Olympic 7s and wore them knowing they were fake for a year. So I got to go Jordan. I never got a PS2.
2-2. You're going to break the tie for the finals right here, Mush.
I think it's kind of easy. I think it is because I knew Jordan on the Wizards. Like that's when I would see Michael Jordan. I didn't see in the 90s and shit. PS2 was how you had friends. You just like talk about PS2. PS2, you'd sit down for hours and hours. PS2.
PS2.
Wow.
Sad day.
PS2 beats Michael Jordan.
I mean, it just beat Genghis Khan, so.
That celebrity runs.
Wait, did that win?
Yeah.
It's not a person.
Not a person. Yeah. I just had to include it because you mentioned it. Yeah. I was like, that's good.
It was a pretty great nomination.
Wait, so Nick
like
wins.
The CEO of Sony and
could have done like the telephone.
It was those 3 years. Incredible.
Mm.
So Nick wins.
Nick, you are the trophy.
Oh, yeah.
Next episode we're starting.
Yeah, next episode the actual start. You're the winner of like the prelim trophy, I guess.
Yeah.
But that's the episode. We'll be back next week with a new topic. Thanks for watching.